If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Rise and shine, the sun don't wait. Now's the time, so don't be late. Get up now, wipe the sleep out of your eyes. Get up now, feel the colors in. Get up now, come on baby for the ride. Get up now, and let the day begin.
Beastie Boys and Cypress Religion and Bad Religion, I'm sorry, Cypress Hill and Velvet Revolver and all the strokes and all the different bands that are on the show.
It's just there's so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
No, no, no.
And now.
You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Our feature presentation.
What was that chick from? Which TV show was she on, the girl saying that she was so beautiful?
I want to say The Apprentice.
It was.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa? Am I here?
Oh, Lisa.
Hi.
Still in the basement from yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
She wanted to go back yet at the end of the show yesterday. Lisa, you've been down there all night?
That's a lot of porn.
We didn't let you out?
Well, we offered right at the end of the show, but she said she wanted to go back because she was watching a movie.
Yeah, but I didn't think you'd forget about me.
I didn't think she had to spend the night there.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We went home, Lisa. What were we supposed to do?
I didn't have a toothbrush.
This is ugly.
Gross.
I want to keep you down there now. I don't want you up here.
It's going to be kind of grudgy. Do you want to come up?
Yeah, please. Well,
that'd
be nice.
Okay. Wow.
Come on out.
Get some food.
I bet.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
Is it like one of those the pods on Lost where you know you got all sorts of stuff down there, like a 70s turntable and TV and stuff like that?
Well, I have stocked it up.
A computer that you have to push a number on every 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it's very busy. I couldn't sleep. Place would have blown up.
Wow, sorry about that.
You're kind of smelly.
Yeah, don't let that happen again.
Well,
all right.
I left. I just forgot. Did someone come by and feed you or
no,
anything?
No. I bet I had some crackers down there.
Wow.
Something.
I bet they were happy. They're in the right place at the right time.
All right.
So what's happening, party
girl's
people?
From The Apprentice.
From The Apprentice.
She was kind of hot, too, by the way.
She was attractive.
I wish my face could be scarred. That's the best.
You could. No one stopped you.
You should try living life as an ugly person.
Yeah, one day.
Then you'll know trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll have problems.
That was the best thing about her, is that she thought her problems were because she was pretty.
Yeah. Mm.
Not realizing, because she's never been not pretty.
Right, exactly.
She's great. Does anyone watch that Apprentice show anymore? I see the commercials for it every once in a while. I'm always stunned that it's still on.
I don't have any interest in it.
I don't either. I know they did it in L.A. this year to give it a new twist. And I thought I read in Entertainment Weekly the finale is maybe this week. Mm. I don't know.
Oh.
It's like, wow, it's still going on.
That was such a big show, remember? It was just a cultural touchstone there for a while. And then I lost interest in it, I guess. You know, that was one of those shows that you couldn't keep coming back season after season for more, at least for me. It just got too boring.
Yeah. Well, you got to balance it with all the other shows you want to keep up with each week. And when you run out of time, something's got to be let go.
It's definitely
exactly.
that.
Did you see it down there in the basement? Was it down there?
No.
The Apprentice?
It was just porn.
Wow. All right.
Afrocentric porn.
Really?
Oh, apparently Lightning had stocked up the room. So.
Fantastic. That's great. That's good news.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it is the 17th of Aprilingus. And if I'm not mistaken, today is tax day.
Finally.
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it crazy?
Today. Yeah. 15th of Sunday, I guess. That means you get Monday.
And then Monday was a holiday of some sort.
It was a holiday, right?
So today is,
day.
Today is the day that your taxes are actually finally due.
Oh.
There is an exception, though.
Go ahead.
No, Kevin doesn't do that anymore.
No,
you don't have your people anymore at quarter to midnight anymore, right?
Well, I used to do it myself, and when I did it myself, I would show up at quarter to 12, and it's a unique crowd. There's people down there with donuts and all kind, coffee and a long line of cars for the drive through, and everybody's, hey, how you doing? Yeah, late again. Yeah, me too. All right. It's kind of a brotherhood. But it's been taken away from me because I apparently am not good at that.
Yeah.
Now you have people.
No kidding.
That's probably smart.
I've had the gotten the extension, no pun intended, for several years now because the person who does my taxes, who I love, just doesn't have time to do them all before April 15th. So I'm one of the people that gets the extension. She turns it in by August 15th. Which is fine. Doesn't matter to me.
You know? Every year it's the same? So she just determines ahead of time that you're not important?
No, it's not that I'm not important. It's just that she already has a regular, she already had a lot of clients. And I came in, you know, late. I'm further down on the list of her clients. So I'm not one who gets done by April 15th.
Yeah, she's done by like April 2nd. And then she's like, I don't feel like doing this. I'll just put an extension in. What the hell?
But, you know, she's terrific and it's worth it. And it doesn't make any difference to me, you know, as long as it's turned in legally, you know.
Right. Bean took $20 million in deductions last year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. She's got a good person.
Yeah, you do.
She pulled it off. Yeah, exactly. There are some people who still don't have to pay tonight, by the way. Did not get an extension. Don't have to pay tonight. It's the people who are the victims of those storms in Northeast right now that are without power. They're giving them a couple more days extension just in case they got it all on their computer and they don't have any power in order to send it in or whatever.
Yeah.
She's helping those people, by the way, right now. Your woman.
That's possible.
Hey, didn't you get audited a year or two ago?
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 years ago I was audited. It was more for my wife's business than it was for me. They never asked a single question about my return.
They take money if you hook. The government gets their piece.
No, that's it.
Yes,
that was that,
so to speak.
Yeah, that was her under the table business. They didn't know about that. Thanks, Kevin. Right. Yeah. That was her legitimate business that they had some questions about, and it ended up. But they ended up owing us money after the audit, which was great.
Ooh, you so do have a good person.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping that will put them off of what usually happens to people that get audited, that they're in the system and now they get audited again, you know, and again, as right. you know, Kevin.
I do. But, I was in that system. I was in that continuous audit loop for about 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
But then I poked them in the eye and they went away.
Now, did you have the kind of audit like I did where the feds came to your house and looked at your stuff and wanted to see in person the stuff that you had written about?
Yeah. No, I didn't have any feds show up at my house.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, it was an appointment. We knew they were coming and everything. But, I mean, you know, Donna has a business and they wanted to see the inventory that she had described in her return. They wanted to physically verify that it existed.
Ball gag, whip, ropes.
All that stuff.
Dungeon. Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's interesting when you got the IRS at your... And it's so awesome because my tax person, who, you know, as I said, is awesome, has been doing it forever and ever and ever, she... You'd think that you'd be, I don't know, walking on eggshells a little bit because you got the government there. She hates them and went out of her way to make sure that they knew it and did everything possible to make it as miserable as possible for them.
Good. Excellent. That's who you want on your side.
Yeah, somebody that's
exactly.
For you?
Somebody that's going to anger our government.
No, she did. She totally gave them as little as possible, even when it didn't matter, just to annoy them. It was
now,
awesome.
Get out, bitch, and don't let the door hit you behind on the way out.
Pretty much.
At them, if it was a
pretty
girl.
Much. Yep.
Well, that's who you want. That's good. All right.
So good times.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amicho, shall we?
Okay.
I'm trying to get a hold of the King of Mexico, who's strangely unavailable. He's on a cruise ship, but said he would be available by phone if we needed to talk to him. And tonight, of course, is Clippers' maybe final game as they're trying to get into the playoffs. They have two games left. I think they have to win both, or the eighth place team has to lose one or something like that. Some kind of combination to get into the playoffs. And Dave's been mouthing off since before the season about how this is the year, this is the year, this is the year. Lakers suck, Lakers suck, Lakers suck. Well, I got news for you. Lakers do suck, but not as bad as the Clippers.
Lakers are in the playoffs.
Yes. Holding down very firmly seventh place. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to take that from them.
Interesting right. time for vacation, Dave.
That's what I'm
certainly
talking about.
Is.
Oh, this week, all of a sudden, not available.
Oh, family vacation.
How interesting is that? I'm going on a cruise with my family. Who's ever heard of that, a cruise with your family?
Did he, I know we emailed yesterday or something, or tried to get a hold of him to set up the interview. Did we ever even get a response from him?
Nope.
Oh, so we don't even know.
He may have jumped overboard. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's that distraught.
Oh.
He left town.
He could be nailing everything that moves on that boat.
Oh, you know Dave. And making it hurt, too, if I know Dave. As angry as he is.
He does make hate. You're right about that.
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys. But first, these commercials.
All right, not yet. Not quite yet.
Smooth.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Also on today's show, we got Psycho Body. A lot of people call with questions. Psycho Mike is a certified trainer, scary enough. And he'll answer your questions coming up this morning.
Great.
We have a call-in feature on worst party disasters. I don't know if you saw this story, but there was a kid throwing a party. Parents are out of town, so he's got the use of the house, invites, you know, 40 people over. Somebody out of the 40 puts it up on MySpace. Hundreds show up and burn the house down.
Oh, no.
I don't know if they burned it, but it was $40,000 of...
Wow.
Of trouble.
Oh, my God. What did they do?
That's, I'm sure, what their parents were asking. So that's probably not good. New game show, Who's Hiding Anal Lube, coming up this morning. We have Britney Spears. I don't know if you heard the tape from Britney Spears and the paparazzi, but she is really one of the country's brightest satirists. Is that
yes,
right? Is that
yes,
the right word?
That's
right.
Absolutely.
And we'll play it for you if you haven't heard that. We have a German butt psychic on this morning's Kevin and Bean show. Easy for me to say. And Coachella 3-day passes. We're still doing the Listen for Three Songs in a Row by Rage Against the Machine or the Red Hot Chili Peppers after 10 a.m. But we have a way you can win in the 6 o'clock hour. We have a game for you.
Great.
3-day pass for Coachella. As you know, it is 1 week from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Very excited about that. So that's coming up this morning. We're going to take a quick break and get Ralph's Showbiz Beat. Now, some songs like Jack Johnson.
Rock and roll!
Good morning.
Some songs like Jack Johnson, they don't really get you out of bed. That one does.
Yes, yes, that one works. That's an alarm clock in a box right there. That's awesome.
Tool on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes till 6.
Where's the box? Well, it's probably coming out of a little radio next to somebody's bed, I would imagine.
Okay. So.
It is 5:50. It's a Tuesday morning. Kevin mentioned we have tickets for you for not one, not two, but all 3 days of Coachella that you can win in the next half hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So if you're one of the many, many people who's been complaining, oh, man, it sold out so fast, I couldn't get tickets, you're listening to the right show on the right day. So stick around for that. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Come on, Ralph.
I have had an ass full of religious zealots.
Uh-oh. Now who?
The nutty, hardcore Christians, the Muslims, the Jews... Now the Hindus, just stop it. Just cut it out. Just stop it. All over India yesterday, hardcore right-wing Hindu nationalists were burning effigies of Richard Gere.
Richard Gere?
Because, Lisa, for the obvious reason that he is a bad, bad man.
Because?
He appeared at an anti-AIDS rally in New Delhi on Sunday. This is an AIDS awareness event. Mm-hmm. And he hugged and kissed one of India's most popular actresses.
Yeah?
Oh, for
Shilpa
God's
Shetty.
Sakes.
And that's it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Isn't that enough, Kevin?
Well, I don't know. Is
he
that against
expressed the... affection for this woman, kissed her on the cheek, and gave her a hug? Burn him! Burn him!
That's not legal?
You know, I saw the video, you probably did too, Ralph, of Richard Gere clowning around. They're very chummy, obviously having a good time. And then they cut to the video of the people out on the street, literally, as Ralph says, with pictures of Richard Gere and lighting fires and protesting and signs and spears and stakes and everything else. It's like a, wow, like a mob.
Some are calling for his immediate imprisonment. Others for his death.
Wow.
Death for kissing an actress on the cheeks and hugging her in front of a crowd.
He should not come over here and behave like that.
Come on.
Indian guy comes through again.
This is a country where the great majority of the people are starving to death.
Yeah.
There's poop in the streets. People riding on the outside of trains.
Yeah.
Because there's no room inside. Just overpopulation to a choking degree. Mm-hmm. And this is what they're worried about. This is how they spend their times. Burning 8x10s of Richard Gere because he kissed a girl. While he's trying to save lives in India, by the way, and stem the AIDS pandemic.
Ralph,
come on!
People take their religion very seriously.
Too goddamn seriously, if you ask me. Holy crap.
The extremists on, of all groups, make them look bad.
Yes.
Of all groups.
I want all the extremists to stop. All the zealots just to lay down.
Well,
or God's got to show up sooner or later and start cleaning this whole thing up.
Clean the house.
We've waited long enough. He's got to come back and start telling some stories here and figure things out. It's all his fault.
If I'm Richard Gere and they are sending me to jail, I at least hope I end up in the same cell as Elizabeth Hurley for getting married with her shoes on. At least I hope they put me in that cell.
Yeah. They kissed in front of a fire. Remember them? Death to them, too.
I was holding a sign then. Kissing in front of a
Gere's
fire.
Gere's done so much for Tibet and for the Dalai Lama and stuff. I mean, he's really on the side of these people.
Yeah, he's the most peaceful man on the planet.
That's what you get for trying to stop AIDS.
That's sad.
It's very sad. Made me very angry yesterday. There's a lot of people who do a lot of bad things in the world who deserve your scorn.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Gere doesn't seem to be one of them to me.
An anti-AIDS rally?
Yeah, exactly. The guy's obviously trying to do the right thing.
Obviously. Although he did pretend that he wrote that book about Howard Hughes, though. Got a lot of trouble for that.
That was a movie called...
He lied to a lot of people.
That's
so
the hoax.
That's hold him accountable.
The hoax.
That's all I'm saying.
Movie, the hoax.
Just the movie.
All right, let's move on to lighter fare, shall we? Eva Longoria did an interview with the London Sun tabloid, and she shared some intimate details about her sex life. Apparently, Eva likes to be tied up.
How
are you? She said she likes her lovers to take charge. There's something very sexy about being submissive, she said, and she enjoys being bound.
Yeah, that's hot.
Tony, I like meat.
Tony Parker just... Tony Parker. It's burnt effigies of Tony Parker for having too much luck with Eva Longoria being tied up. More celebrity sex news. This is great. This is going to make me laugh on many, many levels. Not the least of which is how Psycho Mike's penis is going to jump up inside his body. Jared Leto, lead singer for 30 Seconds to Mars, as well as an actor of some repute. He was dating a penthouse pet named Krista Aim. And she said in a magazine interview that she would only give him about 7 out of 10 stars in bed.
Oh.
Aww. 7 out of 10.
Yeah, not that good.
Mike, you have to take that personally.
Not that good.
What a lying whore.
Not that good, apparently. She told the magazine that he asked her for her number at a meet and greet with the band. And then he called her months later. And when he called her, he admitted that he didn't really remember who she was.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
He is smooth.
Come on.
It's 10 out of 10 for that.
She claims that the two still text once in a while and stay in touch, but she believes that his musical success has changed him for the worse. Says Krista Ayne, penthouse pet.
7 out of 10 doesn't sound all that bad.
7 out of 10.
I'm saying it. You're in the positive.
This is a man who accepted C's his whole life. I can tell by your attitude.
Lower your standards, people.
No, you have to strive for excellence.
Oh, that's it.
Like the Raiders.
Strive for excellence.
That's right. New celebrity couples are featured in In Touch magazine this week. Apparently, American Idol contestant Chris Richardson and Lauren Conrad from Laguna Beach. Laguna Hills? Laguna Niguel?
Laguna Beach and the Hills.
Oh, I got you. There we go. They're a couple.
Okay.
So I guess we can call them Loris. So I'm trying to do that celebrity thing where you combine them together.
Sure.
Yeah. Chrisrin.
I can't. Every week on American Idol, Chris Richards comes out and goes, I don't remember seeing that guy before. He is such wallpaper, isn't he, Ralph? You know what I'm talking about?
He makes no impact. He's very Timberlake light, I think, is the best way to describe him. And another new couple, Rihanna and Omarion. Riarian. They're a couple, too. Congratulations to them. Oh, by the way, tonight at American Idol, Country Night.
Just my God. In heaven, you're going to hate that.
Country Night at American Idol. Sadly, I won't be watching. Yeah. Martina McBride
That's
is going to
awesome.
Be the guest. So,
hey, the song she's going to sing tonight is a fantastic song.
Oh, stop it!
It really is.
Is it a country song?
It is.
Well, then it's not great.
It's a terrific song.
Those two are mutually exclusive.
Not at all.
And just when you should be watching a reality show, you don't.
What's this?
What happened to me last night. Heather Mills fell down dancing last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Fantastic.
No, it's not a joke
Finally.
There. She just...
She fell down.
She didn't lose a leg.
Though.
Ah! Oh.
Was she about to and she made the save by
apparently the leg was secured, but she went down. She bit it.
That's awesome.
She pulled a Brody.
Now, so far on the show, she's been wearing long dresses so you can't see the crease.
Yeah.
How about last night? Were you able to see the prosthetic?
Apparently, because of the costume, you could see clearly the wrap around the prosthetic that holds the whole piece together there. Apparently, she's got like a sleeve, like an ace bandage wrapped around it or something. So she went down.
I never knew a woman falling on TV would make me so happy.
I know. I can't believe I missed it. Well, I'm sure YouTube has got 9,000 of them down. Yeah.
You don't have to watch that show to get those clips.
Take a look around. Today's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores. Here's what's available this week. If you didn't catch it in theaters, The Last King of Scotland.
Yes.
Feature film starring Forest Whitaker. His Oscar-winning performance in this film is available right now if you're so inclined. Smokin' Aces with Jeremy Piven.
I like that movie.
I didn't see it. You liked it?
I liked it.
I'm not going to watch it then. And Spider-Man 2.1, which
What's
is
that?
The extended cut. It's the longer director's cut version of Spider-Man 2. to get you all caught up and warmed up for Spider-Man 3, which opens up in a couple weeks. So there you go. That's what's available for you in the DVD stores.
Can I mention, Ralph, if you don't mind, Nine Inch Nails' new CD, Year Zero, in stores today. Also, the new Avril Lavigne, which is apparently, from what I've heard from her performance on Saturday Night Live this weekend, it sounds exactly like a Blink-182 album.
Oh, good. No, you cannot mention that.
All right, sorry.
Takes it all back then.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Sean Bean, who was in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and many other feature films. He's 48 years old today. Maynard from Tool. Our pal Maynard's 43 years old today. Jennifer Garner celebrates her 35th birthday. Victoria Beckham, formerly of the Spice Girls, currently of the Bend It Like Beckham wife thing.
Yes, she is.
She's 33 years old today. And Liz Phair, singer, songwriter, she's 40. Oh, I almost forgot. Jan Hammer.
Oh, come on. That's the day we celebrate.
Who composed Kevin's favorite theme song of all time, the Miami Vice theme song.
It's not my favorite theme, but it's one of my favorite shows.
Jan Hammer. Blows.
Yeah, this blows.
Come on, it rules. I didn't even get the hook, man.
Oh, like there's a hook.
Here we go.
Nope,
not yet.
All right, wait for it.
It's on the way.
Wait for it. Here it comes. There it is. Oh, it rocks.
I just want to put on like a pink shirt and a white linen jacket and no socks and just drive.
Go out and drive fast.
Exactly. He's 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Naked buttocks can predict the future.
Well, certainly they can.
Naked buttocks claims a blind German psychic. He says he can read people's futures by feeling their naked buttocks. He claims that your butt has lines, kind of like your hands do. You know, the hand readers?
Yeah.
And it can tell you about your future and what kind of personality you have and all that kind of stuff.
Well, wouldn't it depend on, like, how much you eat and stuff as to...
Well, Lisa, why don't you save that question, because we're very happy to welcome you to the K-Rock studio for the first time ever. Ladies and gentlemen, famous clairvoyant Ulf Buck has joined us here at K-Rock. Good morning, Mr. Buck. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can you come over here near where the microphones are, sir?
Over here.
Where's the microphone?
Over this way.
Go.
All right, over here.
Mr. Buck is sight challenged.
Checking.
To your right. Can somebody help? Somebody help? Get him near the microphone.
Help him out, Psycho.
Sure.
Yeah, right there.
No. Oh.
Don't pull that.
Right
here. There you go.
Just leave it right there.
Pop right into that. Oh. Hello. How are you today?
We are good, Ulf. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me in your studio. I want to wish all your listeners a good morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're fascinated by your story, the fact that you could actually tell people's futures by reading the lines of their naked asses.
Yeah, the buttocks, I believe, is... even more expressive in terms of the future than palm reading, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
or any other type of phrenology, reading of the bumps on the heads. I believe that you can learn more from the buttocks because it is constantly evolving. It's constantly changing. Your entire life is always changing.
That is true.
Interesting.
Yeah. Along with the course of your life, it changes.
And Mr. Buck, you say if you have, for instance, an apple-shaped muscular bottom, that's a charismatic, dynamic, confident, creative person. I mean, that's the kind of conclusions you draw based on the butts you've felt over the years, huh?
Yeah, shape is indicative, I believe, of the lifestyle that you lead. If you're a muscular buttocks, then you're a good person. If you're flabby and fat buttocks, then you should be put to death.
What? Put to death?
No, well, not death. I mean, that's a little bit extreme. I'm sorry, but it's my own personal belief. But you should do something about it with a flabby buttock should be, worked on.
Do you have problems talking people into letting you touch their naked ass?
No. One of the advantages of being blind, I've been blind since I was 3 years old, is that people aren't embarrassed because I am not seeing anything. I don't know who they are. I cannot recognize them in the street.
Okay.
If I give them a reading and I see them later, I don't see them. Obviously.
Right, so you don't know who
I don't see at all.
Well, that's true.
So there's no seeing at all involved in the equation.
Well, would you be willing? Would it be possible? Could we impose upon you to maybe read some of the asses here at the K-Rock Studios while you're with us today, Ulf?
First of all, I don't use the word ass.
Oh.
Okay.
It makes light of what I do.
Okay.
I believe butt reading is a serious business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would appreciate if more of you used the word buttocks.
Okay.
Or haunches.
Haunches.
Haunches is fine.
Okay.
Or hiney. if acceptable.
Okay.
Or bum bum.
Okay.
Bum bum. Okay, or, just not ass.
Fart cutter is okay. Okay.
That's right. Okay.
You're right, well, that does give it the seriousness it's due.
Yes, but ass makes it sound something dirty and okay. Is
kind of cheap, yeah.
It's cheap. It cheapens it, yes, please. Yes.
All right, well, we apologize for that.
Thank
who,
you.
Who wants to go first? Kevin, you want to step up all and right. Let Ulf grab a feel or something there? Yeah. I don't know how it works. Does he have to take his pants down, I assume?
Yes, I need to read the naked buttocks.
All right.
Where are you?
I'm to your right.
Okay, yes.
Right there.
Oh, yep. Holy crap. Wow.
What do you see?
You've had a lot of bumps in your life lately, apparently. You're very bumpy road for you.
I don't have bumps in my ass.
Oh, well, who's the one feeling right now? Have you been going through a hairy time at all in your life? Has it been very hairy for you?
Hairy.
Hair raising. Has it been hair raising?
No.
Has it been?
No, I don't have hair.
Has it been hairific?
Do I have hair?
Well, it's more like fuzz. Oh. It's like fuzzy.
How dare you? You're next.
Also, your life seems flabby. I don't know why. It seems like
what does a flabby life mean?
It's not vital. You don't have. It's lifeless. It's just soft. You have a soft life.
Wow, Kevin.
How dare you?
It sounds, Ulf, more like you're describing his ass than you are actually drawing conclusions about what's going on in his life.
Though. You own mud flaps?
Oh.
I don't even understand.
You don't mind not putting your hands there. I was
just something reminds me of mud flaps on the back of a truck hanging down over.
Can you read the whole?
What?
I
gave you the whole story already.
Oh, God.
I thought you were asking him to read the whole. That concerned me.
No, I was asking him if he was.
I only read the fleshy, meaty part of the buttocks.
Okay.
Lisa,
okay.
How about you, Lisa?
Okay.
Yeah. You go.
Oh, yeah. Go on over there.
Yes.
You can't see her, Mr. Buck, but you should enjoy this one very much. She's very attractive young woman.
Okay.
Just drop your pants.
All right. Don't look.
Please, I can only read one person at a time.
Actually, those are me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And no underwear, by the way. Wow. Congratulations.
Well, you are very successful, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, you have. You must have many many gentlemen callers.
Oh, is that right?
I can feel friction burns.
Oh!
There's some scabbing.
Oh, no.
No, it's just rough spots like carpet burns, I guess. I'm feeling carpet burns.
If you're just tuning in, we have clairvoyant Ulf Buck from Germany.
Ulf.
Reading naked butts.
Yes.
Haunches. Fart cutters.
Well, you have smooth sailing in your life.
Okay.
Okay.
And apparently you're out of soap. You have some economic problems and some financial issues.
Are you out of soap?
Well, she's
there's a plumbing, is there plumbing
night.
Issues in your life? You're dealing with some plumbing problem? The shower's not working?
I showered last night, so I
did. Oh, last night. Well, maybe you should look into some morning showering.
Wow.
Thank you, young lady, for participating in the experiment.
How about you, Psycho Mike? You want to go over there?
Me?
Can you do one more, Mr. Buck? The Buck, do you mind?
Have time? Oh, let me see. Let me look at my watch. Oh, wait, I'm blind. I can't look at it. Okay, young
Psycho
man.
Mike, there you go. Pull him down.
Psycho Mike. That's a scary name for a fellow.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah, I cut my finger.
What?
I cut my finger.
How did that happen?
He's so muscular and sharp that he's jagged. His buttocks is jagged.
What does that mean about him?
It means he has a dominating personality and enjoys the fellas.
Is that right?
Yes.
You can tell?
Very accurate.
Well,
I
can tell because there's a dildo here. That was the dead giveaway.
He keeps it there?
Well, apparently. You're a coworker. I don't know much from him. And you've been cracking walnuts.
Okay.
You've been cracking walnuts with his butt. He's a very strong young man.
Okay.
You'll have much success in your future, I can tell.
There you
Psycho
go.
Mike.
Wow.
Well, that is good news.
Especially with older, rich gentlemen.
So it's a week from Friday. Your chance to see Coachella. 3 big days out in the desert with Bjork and Interpol, Jesus and Mary Chain, Arctic Monkeys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Arcade Fire, The Decemberists. Let me see. Air. I mean, the list goes on and on. Rufus Wainwright. There's hundreds of bands. But the reason this particular edition of Coachella is going crazy is because Rage Against the Machine is back together, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm talking about.
And we're hearing from a lot of Rage fans, a lot of old school fans who can't believe they're back together and they get a chance to see him again. A lot of younger fans who never had the opportunity to see him live the first time around, and this is their chance. So these tickets are a very hot item. We're giving them away all this week and next here on K-Rock. Anytime you hear three songs in a row from Rage or three songs in a row from the Red Hot Chili Peppers after the Kevin and Bean Show, you just call in and win the tickets. But we've got a chance for you to earn them right now.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Good morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Mr. Announcer Man, did you have your butt read by Ulf before he had to leave the building?
Sadly, he's already gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, you would have enjoyed it. I actually felt pretty good. Well, listen, we're giving away some tickets with the hardest game in the world today, Mr. Announcer Man. For folks who maybe haven't heard how the game is played, maybe you could describe it for us.
First of all, let me just say, this game is hard.
It is a hard game, yes. It's not easy.
We're going to take some Rage Against the Machine song titles and play them for you. All you need to do is identify them, and you get put in the drawing for a 3-day pass to see Coachella. Oh, I almost forgot. They're all backwards. Yeah!
Now we can play each of them for you twice, and that's it. Then you have to give us a guess. They are all Rage Against the Machine songs.
Does my voice seem lower than usual to you?
No.
Okay.
You have a cold or something?
No.
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
All right. Who's our first contestant?
First up, we have Michael. He's from Corona. He's a UPS driver.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you. You ready for your song title?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's backwards. Here you go. One more time?
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine song. What do you think there, Mike?
People of the Sun?
Bullet in the head.
Oh, this game is hard.
It is hard. Yeah,
it is indeed.
That's why it's named that.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Who's next?
Let's talk to Zach. He's from Orange. He's a webmaster like Spider-Man.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
All right, you ready for your song?
Yeah, sure. Lay it on me.
Here it is.
Nuss of a hobby.
Oh, that was like Cantonese right there, man. That wasn't Rage.
Nuss of a hobby.
I'm going to say Take the Power Back.
People of the Sun.
Oh. People of the Sun. That's the last guy's guess. Sorry about that.
This is freaking hard.
This game is not easy.
No, it's not.
That's what I've noticed.
Let's see if George can do better. He's from Norwalk. He's a supervisor for a transportation company.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Whoa!
Hey, George, we always like to ask this question, and then we decide whether you're lying or not. Have you been able to identify either of the songs the contestants before you had?
Only the second one.
Oh, okay. So maybe you got an ear for it. All right, listen up. Here's your Rage title backwards.
Yeah, foot set.
One more time.
Yeah, foot set.
Rage song.
Testify.
Testify.
Nicely done.
No, you did.
Yes, he did. Was that a stab in the dark, George, or did you think that's what it was?
I'm kind of listening for the last letter there, man.
Smart.
Good man.
Very smart. Hold on.
Let's talk to Ken. He's from Downey. He's a delivery driver.
Hey, Ken.
How's it going?
Very good. Thank you. You ready for your song backwards?
Sure am.
Here it comes.
Aeronauts.
One more time?
Yeah, definitely.
Aeronauts.
Take the power back.
Bulls on parade.
Sorry. I like the confidence with which he shouted it, though.
That was so wrong.
That's good. This game sure is not easy, Mr. Nelson.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Who do we have next?
Sean from Anaheim. He teaches high school girls.
Oh. Hey, Sean.
How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. Here's your Rage song backwards.
Mudir.
One more time.
Mudir.
Boy.
Nope.
Sounds like freedom to me.
Freedom.
But... Nicely done.
Well done, high school teacher.
Nicely
Outstanding.
Done. There is not one single high school teacher that I know that would know Rage Against the Machine titles. That guy rules.
Yeah.
All right, we got two people in the drawing. Who do we have next?
Next up is Robert from West Los Angeles. He's a file clerk.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
File clerk by day, superhero by night.
I didn't sense a lot of enthusiasm for his chosen occupation from you, Mr. Announcer Man.
I don't know why I did that.
All right, Robert, you ready for your song backwards?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. Paris Blush, one.
One more time.
Paris Blush, one.
Kalina Nema?
No, Shelter.
Hmm. That's hard.
Not enough syllables.
You can kind of tell how many words.
All right, one more Mr. Dancer Man. Two people in the drawing. Let's see if we can get Christina in. What do you think?
How about Christina from Whittier? She's a UPS supervisor. That other dude was a UPS driver. What are the odds?
Starting in the UPS.
Christina, you're not supposed to talk backwards. All right, here's your rage song. You ready?
I'm good.
All right.
Hurry up and eat wine.
Meals. Woo! One more time.
Hurry off of me, wine, meals.
Meh.
I'm sorry?
Did you say meh?
I'm sorry. Is she the contestant who says meh? What's the name?
What is it?
You don't know? Are you just giving up?
Yeah. No, she's guessing. I think her guess is forever, I think.
Oh, I didn't hear the word forever. Okay.
Yeah, that's
sleep now in the fire.
Yeah, it's maybe not close at all.
Really. Forever.
It's maybe sleep the longest. The maybe the longest title
I
have.
The F and the R. That's all.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Thank you, Christina.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. All right.
Let's see. The winner is George in Norwalk.
Right. We got a winner, Nelly.
George.
Yeah, baby.
3 days of Coachella.
Sweet.
Congratulations. Thank you, Sweet. Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you, Cameraman B.
And to quote a contestant in the hardest game in the world a few minutes ago, meh.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
Meh. That was a strange sound.
Guys, she went to rehab.
Yeah.
And there was talk that now she's all better.
Right.
But I don't think Britney Spears is the Britney Spears we remember from back in the day yet. I think she's still a little bit crazy. And I don't know if it's the postpartum or what's going on. But this new video that's circulating around that had her talking into a paparazzo's camera for x17online.com. She crazy, my friend. She crazy.
Yeah, this is this past Friday. I'm sure you heard about it by now. But Britney went for a tan and a sushi dinner with her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And she came outside the sushi restaurant, called a camera over, and started talking to him. The first thing she said was, you know, thanks to all my friends. I can't wait for my music to come out. But then she started going into her chunk on Stupid America. And you have to listen closely. It's kind of bad quality, but it's worth it.
I just want to say that I'm just really, really shocked at, like, how nice our world is, because it's just so nice. Like, oh my god, like the other day, like I was sitting there and I saw these magazines and they said I was pregnant, and like, it's so true. Like, America, believe everything you read, because like, you're smart and I'm stupid. Like, for real, come on, y'all. And then after that, like, I totally saw also, like, on the USA Today, because always believe everything you read, that it said that, you know, like, I was drinking all the time. And, like, it was so right. It was so true. I mean, oh, my God. It was so right. And, like, my management totally knew what they were doing when they sent me to rehab. So right, you know? And it just, like, I'm just going to cry right now because, like, the world is so nice. Like,
okay, I think we get the point. The world is nice.
So wow. She's a baby Borat, basically. They're doing the satire. And it's interesting because she's not doing an interview. No one's asking her questions or anything like that. She's just going. Just, she starts talking and doesn't shut up.
She's a one-woman play.
She's got that kind of talent.
Well, we have Brittany on the phone. We thought we'd check in with her this morning. Good morning, Brittany.
Like, hey, y'all.
So, that was weird.
Nuh-uh. That was so not weird.
Okay.
But what was going on, Brittany? Why? I mean, usually you don't have anything to say to the paparazzi that are following you everywhere you go. Why did you decide this was the time and place and that was the guy you were going to make a statement through?
Oh, my God. You guys, you know I love the cameras and stuff. It's like the bestest. I
right.
love being followed around by paparazzi.
You do?
It's so much fun. Lisa, it's so nice. The paparazzi, I want to invite them over for, like, Easter.
See what she's doing?
Oh,
she's,
it's the bestest.
She's still doing it.
Ironic is what
wow,
it is.
Wow, you're
she's
good.
Really, she tries to get away from it.
No, you guys, I'm so not good.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, when you say that they're smart and you're stupid, what you're actually doing is condemning the media for the things that they print that aren't true because you're
Nuh-uh.
Actually smarter than they are.
Nuh-uh. I love the media. I want to, like, make out with Oprah and Larry King. Ooh, and I want to so try to make Anderson Cooper straight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love that.
That last one's probably the most difficult one. How are things going, Brittany? Are you still, are you growing out your hair now? Is it, how long is it?
Oh my God, my hair is like so long, it's ridiculous. Oh what? Yeah, I'm gonna like play in the Ren Fair. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna have this like super long flowing hair and like do one of those like super hot hair commercials where I'm like running around in slow motion. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be
awesome. Because so you're still mocking you for the question, Kevin, because her hair, of course, isn't long.
Oh my God, I'm still not mocking Kevin. Oh, God.
Brittany, we can't let you go without asking about K-Fed and Lindsay Lohan. That must.
What?
K-Fed and Lindsay Lohan?
Whatever.
National Enquirer says they spent the night together, maybe dating.
Oh my God, they so did not.
So
no, they really did though. It was in print. I mean, we read the article.
Oh yeah, like the time I slept with Luke Walton.
Yeah.
did that or did not happen?
Confused. You're not being clear enough here.
You guys, we are so done though.
Okay, good.
It's Psycho Mike. No. And I'm super pumped,
right?
Because Ralph Showbiz Beat is up next.
No, it's right
with
now.
Me, ladies.
It's right now. It's actually happening.
No ladies are with you, by the way. No ladies are with you.
Right.
It's sick, which is just the way he wants it, by the way. It's 6:49 Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
I wish you had a chance to ask Ms. Spears about her alleged makeover with plastic surgery.
What? Uh-oh.
According to Star Magazine, she is doing extensive plastic surgery. She's doing lipo. She's doing some face work.
How old is she?
20-something?
Yeah, mid-20s.
25, 26?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
Apparently, Star Magazine says it's all in an attempt to win back the love of Justin Timberlake.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's going back to her former boyfriend?
She wants to. I don't think he'll have her, though. According to the magazine, he's busy dating Jessica Biel.
Oh!
Yeah, he's upgraded.
And her ex, Kevin Federline, she doesn't have a chance with him either because apparently he's back together with his ex, Shar Jackson, the baby mama of his original kids.
Back together as a couple?
That's what the Star Magazine claims.
Well, what about Lindsay Lohan? That was just a one-nighter?
I guess, yeah, it was just a one-off.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Wow.
That's the update with everybody who's banging everybody.
Well, you know, Brittany has, the last 6 months has convinced any guy that he would want to be with her,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah. Well, the crazy ones are good in bed, sure. I've always said. Congratulations to Michael Jackson on his latest award. He has earned the title Father of the Year.
Oh, come on.
From who?
From who?
From Sista to Sista Magazine.
I don't even know what that is.
It's for sisters.
Apparently.
Who want to read from other sisters. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the sisterhood?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Father of year.
She told the New York Daily News that Michael is a better parent than most. And was very impressed by his children when she met with them.
You liar!
She describes them as nice, not spoiled, intelligent, well-spoken, and says that they have a good sense of humor. All this because of Michael's parenting skills.
Father of the year, though.
And she said she's choosing to ignore the fact that he forces them to wear clown masks when they go out.
So Father of the year.
All's forgiven for the whole dangling baby incident.
You dangle one baby, and people just never let you forget it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Star Magazine's reporting that Katie Holmes is ticking off her husband, Tom Cruise.
Hard to believe.
The source of his anger? Her shoes.
What?
Katie is finding ways to rebel against Tom's controlling nature, according to the article. And so what she'll do is put on high heels to annoy him.
I've seen photos recently. She's just towering over him. She used to wear flats.
She's 5'9".
Yeah.
He's only 5'7". So when she puts on a good 4-inch heel, she's huge next to him.
Shoes.
Yeah, it's all about the shoes.
Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Shoes.
Shoes. Stop cruising.
Let's get some shoes.
See what happens when we let Psycho Mike break in records from his own collection.
That's the best song ever.
You can play that down at the White Swallow when you're dancing, Mike?
You know it!
Yeah.
He's a hunk.
Last night, Heather Mills fell down on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's the best.
Awesome. But she didn't lose her leg.
Boom.
Exactly. Nope. No joke there. It's the truth.
No.
Tonight on the show, Macy Gray will perform. Load your bongs.
Yeah, she's crazy.
And Lisa Rinna's coming back for some reason or another. So
That's your update.
Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, she was a contestant in the previous season.
Okay.
Also tonight on American Idol, it's country night.
Oh.
Yeehaw!
Game.
I can't wait to see the dude who beatboxes sing country. I got friends. Low places.
There's a beatboxer that's on that show?
Oh, yeah. He beatboxes everything.
That's awesome.
He's shown a little bit of versatility, though, in recent weeks, Ralph. I think he's surprised some people.
Has he really?
has he
shown versatility? That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
According to PattyPower.com, an online betting site, Melinda Doolittle is still the favorite to win the whole schmagegi. She's going off at 4-5. Yeah, no neck. Jordan Sparks is going up at 7-2. She's in second place. She's 17 years old. This girl's amazing.
Wow, cool.
Blake Lewis, the beatboxer, is 4-1 odds to win. And there's a tie for fourth between Lakeisha Jones, the powerful young lady who really has a hell of a voice, and Sanjaya. Both at 7-1. He's fourth.
That's awesome.
Out of the remaining six to win the whole thing. Nutty.
Our pal Dave that runs that VoteForTheWorst.com, the guy who gets a lot of the credit for keeping Sanjaya in the competition, is on the David Letterman Show tonight as a guest.
Very gay music today on the show.
Wow, Psycho Mike's just got
in.
Hell of a CD collection.
Plenty of tricks up my sleeve.
Speaking of people up Mike's sleeve, Jared Leto, used to date a penthouse pet named Krista Ein.
Bitch.
Too bad for him. She's using her mouth for other things because she's told the press that she would only give him 7 out of 10 stars for his performance in bed.
Jeez, what a bitch.
You got to really cheese off a chick to not have her lie for you to the press about how good you are in bed.
They do seem to like to give you the benefit of the doubt, at least publicly.
Exactly. Yep. To her friends, she might say the truth. But if someone asked publicly, oh, he was sexy, he was great, he was wonderful. My favorite part of the story is they met at a band meet and greet for this band, 30 Seconds to Mars. He asked for her number. He doesn't call her until months later, and when he gets her on the phone, he admits that he doesn't really remember who she is.
He's being honest.
Wow.
I like that.
But don't you just fake that?
Or throw the number away?
Yeah, or don't call. He must have had, like, written hot next to the number or something, so he had to call. But then you just assume when you see her, you know, it'll ring a bell. You hope. Krista claims the two still text each other from time to time, and she believes his musical success has changed him for the worse.
Aw.
Ego run amok.
Okay.
And lastly, another reality show in the works. This one called Fast Cars and Superstars.
Oh, yeah.
Fast Cars and Superstars.
That lightning you just heard, that noise you just heard in the other room was lightning having an orgasm.
Yeah. What's that?
It'll feature 12 celebrity drivers who will be paired up with 6 young guns from the NASCAR circuit. And the two of them will compete until one is crowned Fast Car Superstar.
So, a racing competition?
All right.
Like every week they'll have a new challenge? They'll race cars?
Yes, exactly, Bean. It'll be racing cars. Here's your celebrity lineup who will be racing against each other. Ready?
Sure.
All right.
Jewel.
Oh, good.
Okay.
She loves the racing, yeah.
She's a lot of racing up there in Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah. Boobs.
She lived in a car for a while, so she probably knows a lot about them.
Boobs.
There you go.
Tooth.
Dude, I don't care about the teeth. She's hot.
That's what I'm saying.
She's hot.
Boobs.
That's right. William Shatner.
Yes!
Awesome.
Captain behind the wheel. I'm all about that. Skateboard legend Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Krista Allen. Model and actress Krista Allen. She's hot. She's a bad mamma jamma.
Is that
right?
You
know what I'm saying? I'm bringing that back, by the way.
Bad mamma jamma?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Ty Murray, the rodeo champion. NBA champ John Sally.
Oh, really?
John Sally's never turned down a TV offer ever, by the way.
That's true. And he's never fit in a car either.
That's
way tall.
John Elway.
Wow.
Former QB for the Bronx. John Cena from the WWE. Serena Williams.
Oh.
Gabrielle Reese, volleyball great and model. Surfer Laird Hamilton.
Wow.
And Bill Cowher, former coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When you said superstars and what? Drivers? Or
Fast cars and superstars.
I was thinking, oh, these superstars are going to be awful. They're going to be terrible names. That's a pretty good list.
These actual superstars.
Yeah.
Huh. The racers will include Jimmy Johnson, Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, Casey Kahn,
Kurt Busch and Jamie McMurray will be the racers. It's going to be ABC in June. It'll be a 7-episode series, so you can check that out.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Lightning's very excited. Lightning should have, like, viewing parties for that.
Come on, Dad. Watch with me. Fast Car Superstars.
He doesn't already have that hooked up.
I'm giving away Twinkies filled with mayonnaise.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Victoria Beckham. She formerly of the Spice Girls, now, of course, married to soccer legend Aaron Beckham.
I think it's David.
David.
She's way too skinny, by the way.
She's nuts
sure
skinny.
Way too. Yeah. Just a bone.
Oh, Lisa, what's thinking of the
one bone?
What's thinking of the naked Beckham picture that I sent you?
It's just fine. Thank you.
That's so hot.
Does the trick.
David Beckham? Naked picture of David Beckham?
Yep.
Yes. What is Bean doing harboring naked
what
pictures
do you
of David
think?
Beckham? I look at on the entertainment sites, and it's on PerezHilton.com for people who want to see it. I thought Lisa and Mike might enjoy it, so I sent it to both of them.
Enjoyed it very much.
I bet you did. She's 33 years old today. Jennifer Garner of Alias and Elektra and Daredevil, 35 years old today. Liz Phair turns 40 years old today. Maynard James Keenan from Tool turns 43 years old today. Sean Bean, very talented actor, is 48. And Jan Hammer. Jan! Of course, composed the Miami Vice theme, one that will go down in history as most use of electric synthesizer ever.
There's a lot of synth on this.
Oh, a lot of synth. He is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, before we get into our next topic, if I could give a little update about a guest we had on the Kevin and Bean Show a couple of days ago. If you listened about this time, maybe you heard us talking to Don Bowles, who's a legendary rock and roll drummer with the band The Germs. He was on telling us about getting pulled over by the Newport police, and then they thought they found GHB in the soap that it was in his car. Well, as he expected to happen, they did a more sophisticated analysis back at the lab, and it turns out not so much with the GHB. Just soap, really, is all he had, which is what he described at the time to the police. He spent 3.5 days in jail for that arrest, by the way, and all charges were dropped yesterday. So he's in the clear. So if we're interested.
That guy loves soap. I mean,
he sure did.
Really loves that
soap. He's crazy about that soap, yeah.
So that's good.
So if you heard the interview on our show a couple days ago and wondered whatever happened to Don Bowles from The Germs, he is free and clear, so now he can go back out on the tour that he had planned for the summer. So that's good news, right?
Sure. You know how some things seem like a great idea at the time, and then they turn on you and everything goes south?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
You know, when your parents go out of town and you think, hey, I should have a party and I should invite a bunch of people over, maybe don't put it on MySpace. Because MySpace, everyone has access to.
Right.
So there's things might go wrong?
There's a 17-year-old girl in Britain. She was going to have a party. She was going to invite 40 people over. She put it on MySpace. Over 200 people showed up.
Ouch.
She didn't know most of them. As a matter of fact, they started showing up early, and she saw them and didn't know who it was, so she kind of freaked out and she locked all the doors. Mm-hmm. And the kids, some of whom were as young as 11, were crawling through the windows.
Oh, my God.
To get into the house. They did almost $50,000 worth of damage.
Oh, wow.
How unbelievable is that? And the 17-year-old thought she had a couple of days to clean up until the neighbor called and said, oh, by the way, your mom's on her way home right now.
Did
because
the neighbor
she heard
call?
About the party?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. So she thought she was going to have a party with like 40 friends, and it was going to go fine, and she was going to clean up, and her parents would never even know what happened. Instead, over 200 people show up, and there's $50,000 worth of damage, and now she's got a lot of splaining to do.
Somebody took the MySpace, and they added it to the Trash the Average Size Family House Disco Party. So that's what people were expecting to do when they got there. The mom, named Elaine, says that her wedding dress was urinated on.
Oh!
That's how you know the party's going off, by the way.
It's not started until somebody's wedding dress gets peed on.
All right! Let's get this party started!
Hey, ask producer Lightning to step in, because I understand he was involved in one of these kinds of parties that just got out of control and ended up being a trashing thing.
Worst party disasters we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. If something like this happened to you, or, you know, it always happens where you say, hey, bring some friends or whatever, and then certain people show up, you have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are, nor do they care, and things just go terribly wrong from that point on.
Lightning. Ready to get this party going on?
Lightning?
Yeah, I convinced a guy that I was working with in high school to let us use his sister's rec hall. She lived in a condo complex, and she got authorization to throw a birthday party. So I made flyers, passed them around to a couple kids. Well, someone at our school made a bunch more copies, sent them to another school.
Oh. Excellent.
Flash forward to the party. It's broken up by the tactical team, like SWAT, with helicopters overhead and everything.
Are you serious?
Go, 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 go!
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hundreds of kids where there should have been maybe 40.
Where you were, did they make you lay, you know, lie on your stomach with your hands behind your head?
I'll tell you what was bitching is I was badass after that. Mm-hmm. It was like, dude, that was the party of the century.
Oh, I'm sure you were proud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, SWAT broke up my party.
For, except for 2 days after, I was cleaning up the place with my mom. Hands and knees, scrubbing all the beer off the ground. So that wasn't so sexy.
Hey, what kind of what kind of damage was done? I mean, it's one thing for a lot of people to show up, but I mean, was it like this party that Kevin described where, you know, the wedding dress got urinated on?
No,
that type of thing
fortunately it was a rec hall, so there wasn't much in it other than there was stuff that had been thrown in the pool.
Right.
It was like one of those community pools. But my mom had, you know, also thought that this was a birthday party and gave us, went to Costco and bought tons of popcorn, like those big giant bags of popcorn, like
right.
10 of them.
Right.
And someone thought it would be funny to open up the bags and just pour it out all over the street. So we were vacuuming and sweeping for days.
I bet your mom was happy.
And it didn't help that the helicopter had been blowing the popcorn all over the street even further.
Stupid police helicopter.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Their fault.
There is please disperse. One of those.
Excellent. Wow. That's not good. Seven police cars and a police dog were called to this girl's house in Britain. And $50,000 worth of damage.
We're looking for party fouls, basically. A party that got out of control, a party where something got trashed, a party where you or someone got in big, big trouble. That's the topic on the table this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Keith real quick before the break. Keith is in Cerritos. MySpace party sounds familiar to you, huh, Keith?
Yeah, it was cool. Well, I'm actually on there. That's cool.
Yes, you are.
Well, yeah, I had this friend, we threw a party on MySpace, and he put it all on MySpace. So what happened, you know, you have your different groups, you have your little punks and your rockers and greasers. So what happened, they all showed up.
Now, was this at your house, Keith?
No, it was at his house.
His house, okay.
Yeah, so he threw it, and it just started this big thing. People were fighting, and then, like, someone got stabbed, and it was crazy, because then afterwards, people still wanted to party, even though this guy was lying on the floor, and the cops were there.
Look, he's stabbed. He has to go to the hospital, but we can keep drinking, right?
That's right. It doesn't have to impact our fun.
Yeah, that's not good. What were you thinking putting on MySpace? Because it seems like that's a pretty common sense thing not to do.
Well, this was last year when they first started that whole, like, posting that stuff on MySpace, and
right.
like, comedy MySpace, and music MySpace, and everything.
Right.
So, I mean, we didn't know what the outcome was, but there was a bunch of kids that showed up from, I guess, Brea, Whittier, just from everywhere.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's not good if you don't know the people at your party, because
not really, no.
They don't really care about you or your house,
yeah.
and
right.
things can right. go quickly, quickly wrong.
Yeah.
I'm glad Keith called, though, and it was the first use of the term greaser in the 21st century. Appreciated that, too.
We're going to take some more calls, 1-800-520-1067, next.
Let's get this party started.
It's the topic on the table is party disasters. Parties gone wild. Story out of England about a girl who somehow ended up with her party advertised on MySpace. Hundreds of people showed up. She didn't even know. They ended up doing almost $50,000 to the house while her parents were out of town. That's, I think Lightning's right, though. I think that is the kind of party that seems very bad this week. But years from now, it'll be a funny story to tell, right?
Remember that time when they cost $50,000 worth of damage and they were crawling through the windows? That was awesome. Exactly. All right, let's start with Nadia in Anaheim. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What happened to you?
So my friends were having their anniversary party at my house because they live in an apartment and my folks have a large house up in Hollywood.
Right.
And we have a couple hundred people there, which was to be expected, and they had a band, and they had a mud wrestling ring, and it was going fine until the sewer line broke, and the basement got flooded with raw sewage.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, was it because there were too many people using the toilets in the house? Is that what happened?
No. We think what happened was the towel that somebody managed to flush down.
Oh no. You're kidding. You can't throw a simple anniversary party with mud wrestling and have it go well.
I know.
That's
God,
just
it
sad.
It was, like, totally great until that point. So we told everybody, you can pee, but you can't flush. And if you're a guy, go pee in a bush. I got plenty of them. Well, that wasn't working, so we finally just started turning on all the lights, killed the band, sent everybody home. I had already woken up my parents and said, the plumbing's jacked up.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep. I called the plumber. He's on the way. And my parents are like, okay, fine. Wake us up when he gets here.
Here's what I like about Nadia. Sewer breaks, fills the basement with raw sewage. She's willing to continue the party.
You betcha.
Listen, just don't flush now. Let's keep dancing. Keep drinking, people. All those goods.
Nadia's a goer. I
Thank
love
you, Nadia.
Her. That's awesome.
All right. Let's see here.
Let's talk to Phil in, like there's some place called Beaumont. Come on.
Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
What's a Beaumont? Where is that?
It's out on the way to Palm Springs. It's in the 951.
Oh, formally that's why it doesn't count.
Not
that's why it doesn't count. Okay. All right, Phil, tell us about your party.
Yeah, when I was a kid, high school, my dad had an apartment complex that he was the manager of.
Right.
And he worked for somebody else. Well, he was on vacation, and I thought it'd be a good idea that we had a vacant unit there to throw a little party in one of the vacant units.
Sure.
And have a band play. Well, I got completely out of control and had the police come and the neighbors called and complained. Long story short, my dad was no longer the manager of the place. He was getting a break on the rent. He was basically living there rent-free just for managing it. Well, he wasn't anymore, so he wasn't too happy with me when he got home from vacation.
Oh, that's got to make him angry that he lost his job over you. Wow.
That wasn't good.
Okay, so it's not good. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Phil. Let's go to Susan in Long Beach. Good morning, Susan.
Hello.
What happened at your house party?
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
When I was in high school, we had a good two-shoes girl. I talked her into having a party at her house. Well, we didn't need my space. Just by word of mouth, we had like almost 200 people there, band and everything. Mm-hmm. I guess the neighbors called her mother. Her mother called the police. Next thing we know, here's a police helicopter coming over, cops pulling up. I mean, it was like a herd of cattle running this way, running that way. She had a koi pond in the backyard. People diving into the koi pond. They thought they were going to hide under the fish. I don't know.
I'll hide in here.
Yeah. Huh?
That's funny.
We ran, and before the party, us girls had stashed our purses. So I'm across the street going to get, waiting for my girlfriends because I don't know where they went. All of a sudden, there's the mom. There she is. She's the one.
Pointing
She's
at you?
The one. Pointing at me.
Nice.
I try to quietly walk away. The cops grab me. Bring me over, start talking to me. I get my way out of it.
I hope you said, I've never met this woman before in my life.
It's like, I know her. Well, she's a psycho mom. So they say, okay, we're going to follow you home. You can go home. Well, I got to go over to the bushes and get my purse. Now when I go to the bushes, I'm getting 5 purses. Now the cops want to know why I have 5 purses.
Yeah.
Oh, my
they
God.
They need to follow me to my house. Needless to say, my mom's not home, and my older brother is in the house with all his friends smoking pot.
Excellent. Good.
So walk up Gets to the door.
Better. It's like, so his stupid sister brings the cops right to the front door. That's bogus.
I'm standing at the front door, and I know it's going to happen. I turn around to the cops, and I say, please don't worry about anything. I open the door, and marijuana just billows out the front door.
Well, that works, though. If you tell the cops not to worry about it, it's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, it
doesn't,
like,
doesn't even make them suspicious.
Right, don't worry about it. All right, thank you for the call.
Let me do one quick email, and then we'll get to Johnny in Laguna Beach, because that's the best. This is from our token listener, Black Lister Anel, who's writing in. He's doing an appraisal, but he can't call in right now. But here's his story. 1995, Atlanta, Georgia, during the Freaknik celebration. In college, a few friends of mine rented a house off campus. We threw a backyard barbecue for Freaknik, invited about 100 people. Well, about 500 people showed up. The place was packed. It was all good. Then a fight broke out between 2 girls. Still all good. Then the fight turned into a brawl, which turned into a melee, which turned over a barbecue pit that was too close to the house. Long story short, the wood siding on the house caught fire, and the Atlanta Fire Department couldn't get through all the parked cars and the people, and the house burned down to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, we didn't get our security deposit back at the end of the school year. So
they truly burned that mother down. That's fantastic.
I thought it was just an expression.
All right. Guys stole keg, damaged cars, cop helicopters, drive-by shooting, uninvited guests. We have all kinds of good party stories. But let's go to Johnny in Laguna and ask him, first of all, how you got these bands to play at a house party.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
So you had the Offspring, you had the Vandals, and you had Guttermouth at a house party.
Yeah, well, this was in the 80s, and those guys, except for the Vandals, everybody was just trying to make it. They were just a local Orange County punk band.
Right.
All right. But what happened was Guttermouth was playing. Mark was just ripped. He was wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Mm-hmm.
He's up on, and they had a makeshift stage in the living room, and this is like an 1,100-square-foot house. Mark is just totally bombed. Trips, falls down. We've got like 300 kids in this living room. Skinheads bust through the door. They pick Mark up. Mark started to get into it with these guys, and they put him through this retaining wall that divided the living room and the family room.
Oh, my God.
Right.
From there, windows were going out. The front door is blasted and brought into the house, totaled out the kitchen. And the bummer is the Vandals never played.
Oh, all that happened before the Vandals?
Yeah, the Vandals never played. So
that's bogus.
But this was, you know, mind you, this is the 80s in Orange County. We had every band there, you know. Guys from Pennywise were there.
Wow.
Vandals were there. It was just out of control. Baseboards were flying. Bits and pieces of the house. The framing got tore out.
That's a good time right there.
They didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, we can't really use the F word.
Sorry
but
about that, guys.
So the skinheads scared the cops away.
They held out until a SWAT team got there.
Excellent.
Wow.
SWAT again.
That's a party.
But it's not a party until SWAT arrives. And then you know that you're having fun. We should probably start with something like this.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
So what's your potty mouth got going on now?
I'm saying if you have kids in the car, perhaps.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
I think we got it. Thank you.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
We have to track something
down. The
American
Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
Okay, now I think we've covered all our bases.
Guys, remember when we found a sack of weed in the parking lot? We had to track it down.
Yes.
We have something.
We played our new game. Who lost the pot? I think is what we call it. Right.
Well, we've got a new game called Who's Been Hiding Anal Lube.
Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube?
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
I want to thank Fred Schneider for the B-52s for stopping by and doing a jingle for us. Who we call it here? I don't even understand.
We're calling our receptionist.
Our own radio show.
Our receptionist here at K-Rock, Janelle. Oh. Apparently there's...
Hello?
Janelle?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Janelle.
Hello.
Good morning, my dear. Before we talk about the subject at hand, how does that phone thing work? A message comes on and then little music plays while you're being rung? How does that work?
You play music back down to the person while they're waiting to answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
She picked
her. I give my friends and everybody a little treat to listen to before they call me.
All right.
Wow. Well, there's no bigger treat than hearing your voice on the line, my dear.
Oh.
Now, Janelle, there's a giant Vat O Astroglide that's been found behind the front desk.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to track down and find out just exactly
who's been hiding anal lube.
How is this discovered yesterday, guys? What's the backstory here?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Janelle told Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
I think she was bragging, right? She said
that broad thought assumed it was mine.
Well, I can see that.
That's a reasonable assumption.
I figured he would like it. I figured he would like to have it.
I think that's probably true. Yeah. But is it yours? I guess we should start with, because that's kind of your world there.
Right.
No, it's not my world.
It's not yours. So when you're doing the Lithuanian typewriter and you need some kind of lube, not yours.
No.
Okay.
Where did you find it out there in the lobby area? Was it behind the desk where you sit to answer the phones?
It was secretly hiding in the back of one of my drawers.
Uh-huh. And then you found it and you said, I forgot that I left this here.
No. Not at all.
Why would somebody...
I found it. I was just kind of going through some of my drawers and I found it. And when Mike was walking out, I was like, I think this guy needs this.
Well, you made the right call. I mean, he would enjoy it more than anyone.
Sure.
Exactly.
From a receiving standpoint.
Hey. Although, as long as he's been active, he would need it less than anyone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Janelle, you're not the only one up there. I mean, you take lunches and stuff. There are other people who kind of sit there for a bit, right?
There are. I do have a breaker.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some people.
You know who the person is that gives her a break? Former receptionist Erin. Yeah.
Oh.
Former receptionist Erin.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, she sat in my place before me.
Who's been hiding anal lube?
So you're telling me that it's not yours.
I'm telling you, it is not mine.
You're not doing the Flying Dutchman and you need a little extra, nothing like that.
Nope, that's exit only.
Okay. Yes.
Right. Oh, God bless you. Why would somebody need this product at work?
Well, that's the question I have. That's what's funny is who needs to stash it at the front desk? I mean,
because you never know when an ASLA emergency is going to break out.
I mean, wouldn't you keep it in your car even? Who would bring it in and put it there like something's, like there's an emergency?
Well,
like
first of all, it makes me think it's a guy because a girl would leave it in her purse probably.
Exactly, yeah.
A guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to hear Lisa jump in because the first thing I thought when I heard about this story was Lisa's famous quote.
I'm dangerously dry.
And yeah, interesting.
There is that.
So what guy, let's assume for a second it's not Psycho Mike, although I think we all know secretly in the back of our mind it probably is, but let's assume for a minute it's not him. Take him out of the running. What guy would need anal lube an arm's length away at all times?
Rodney.
I'm sorry?
Rodney?
No, I'm guessing.
No.
Maybe our GM. No, I doubt
that.
No. So, you know, the promo guys are always coming up and sitting next to me giving out little gifts and stuff.
That's true. The guys, the van drivers from the promotions department.
Yeah.
That's a whole group. Now we have a big group to follow through.
Yeah.
We call Jed?
Ooh, good idea. Jed. Maybe Charles, by the way.
Guy like Jed has a locker, though. I mean, he's got a place to keep his stuff. He wouldn't need to keep something in the front desk. That's what's weird about it.
Doesn't everyone have someplace else they could keep it besides at the front desk? Were we giving some away recently? Is it a prize?
Yes. I don't know.
Is that this is obviously an emergency stash. So we have to think along the lines of someone who's just got to have anal lube at any second.
And Janelle, you're saying it's not yours.
No, I'm saying it's not mine. But maybe somebody put it there so while they were running out, you know, or in, they could just grab it or something.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay.
Maybe
all
it's
right,
has Doc been hanging around there?
Oh.
Oh no.
Has he been speaking to you about this? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking. Okay. Hang on one second.
One in three gay males may have genital anal warts.
Well, I don't know if that has anything to do with the anal lube.
But that's just the newscast. That has nothing to do with it, no. Hang on one second. I have a pretty good idea on the other line. Moses in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I know how to solve your problem.
Okay, please help us. All right.
You're Kevin and Bean. You can just get someone to, you know, come in with a lie detector test.
I like it.
And you'll be able to determine.
We could give everybody who works here a lie detector test.
Yeah, exactly, and you'll figure it out.
That's a great idea.
And you can find all kinds of other stuff, too, while you're at it. You know, might as well.
Good point. Good point. You can delve for all kinds of good information.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ooh, I like that. All right,
there's
Moses.
There's never been a building outside of Al-Qaeda that is least likely to consent to a lie detector test. I got news for you.
Well, Janelle, would you be willing to be the first person to take a lie detector test?
I sure will.
Who's been hiding anal lube?
All right.
Yeah, that's an innocent woman talking right there. Well, Janelle,
that's
I'm going to need
right.
to discuss
I'm
this.
Innocent.
Exactly. I'm going to need to discuss this further with you in person next time I'm down there. So thank you for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show today. And keep your eyes open, man. If there's any kind of clues you can.
Yeah.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Hey, leave it out kind of conspicuously and just watch for people to come grab it.
Okay, there we go.
So to speak. All right. Thank you, Janelle.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye now. So these words were just spoken. Oh, my God. Hello Kitty Nano. I'm so buying it.
You spoke by an 8-year-old girl, right?
Who could that be?
No, it was Bean.
A little online shopping. You know, it's 7:53 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, what about Coachella? Not this, but next weekend. 3 big days with hundreds of musical acts. You want to win tickets to all 3 days? You can by listening to K-Rock. Just be the first caller through when the 3rd song of 3 in a row from either the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Rage Against the Machine plays on K-Rock anytime this week. And that'll be starting at 10 o'clock this morning with our friend Kat Corbett. Ralph's here with the show this week. Morning, Ralph.
If you hear any rumors about Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams getting married, ignore them.
Not happening.
They're insisting they have no plans to get engaged in the near future, nor get married. They told Us Weekly magazine that despite rumors they were planning an engagement party and wedding ceremony for later this year, it's just not the case. Wedding rumors are completely false. say both of their spokespeople. So I guess they've been married for about 2 years now.
Now, they are dating. They do acknowledge being a couple. Yes, right? That's a young Hollywood power couple right there with two terrific actors.
A lot of talent in that grouping right there.
No kidding.
And that Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
Not hard to look at.
Nope.
Not at all.
Another big-time Hollywood couple, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony, are suing the National Enquirer.
Uh-oh.
This is a pretty crappy thing to do. There's this dude named Michael Starr. He's a photographer, and he's awaiting trial here in the U.S. for heroin possession and child pornography.
Oh, no.
Good guy.
So National Enquirer publishes a photograph of Mark Anthony standing with this guy and says that Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony are embroiled in a heroin scandal. Caught up in the heroin scandal.
They were standing next to the guy?
Yes. It turns out the guy's a fan, and he is a photographer, and he asked a photographer buddy of his, take a picture of me and J-Lo and Mark Anthony. And so the National Enquirer grabs this picture and runs with it and says that they're caught up in a heroin scandal. So I think, you know, often I think these celebrities are too sensitive to this kind of stuff and, you know, sue too quickly. But I think in this case, they absolutely have the right idea, because that's the kind of thing that'll stick with you.
Sure.
The rumor of a heroin scandal with child pornography lingering about.
Ralph, this is the National Enquirer you're talking about?
Yes.
With all the celebrities that they have to cover, with all the actual legitimate news there is about celebrities, I mean, there's thousands of celebrities all the time generating headlines. I'm just going to ask a question. How is it possible that they have room in their newspaper to even print a story like that about the fabulous Miss Lopez?
I'm so glad you asked, Bean. It turns out that, as you mentioned, there is an enormous amount of material that the National Enquirer has to cover in a...
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
You know, on a weekly basis. But it turns out when it comes to Mark Anthony, and more importantly, I think, with his singing, acting wife, Jennifer Lopez.
What's the point of this story?
There's always room for J-Lo! Oh! Oh!
Yay! What was his point? I have no idea. Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
Yeah, with a long buildup like that, the release is even stronger.
No, nope.
That's right. Know how that works.
Spider-Man 4 is beginning to look a little shaky.
Spider-Man 4?
Yeah, you know, Sony claims that they're planning on a Spider-Man 4. 3, of course, will be in theaters in weeks.
Sure.
But director Sam Raimi is talking about tackling the literary epic The Hobbit now that Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson is off the project. So if that's the case, there had been some grumblings that he may leave the Spider-Man franchise behind, and this may be a precursor for that fact. So we may be losing Sam Raimi as director of Spider-Man 4, and a lot of the actors are saying, if no Sam Raimi, no them.
Mm-hmm.
No one has been more vocal about it than Kirsten Dunst, who said in the Tokyo, Japan premiere last night for Spider-Man 3 that she can't imagine returning for a fourth film without Sam Raimi. But she said it in a way that made me want to punch her in her ugly face.
What'd she say?
It's disrespectful to the whole team, I think, to do that. And the audiences aren't stupid. It'd be a big flop without me, Tobey Maguire, or Sam. And that would really not be the smartest move.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
Big flop. But here's the thing about, especially about big action-adventure superhero movies. Anyone can be plugged in. Anyone.
Well, look at Batman, for God's sakes.
And James Bond, the list goes on and on and on. You need to put someone else under the mask and get a hot chick to play his wife, girlfriend, and I think the movie franchise will survive just fine. So let's not count Spider-Man out just yet, shall we, Kirsten?
If Mary Jane gets killed and he starts dating Jessica Alba, I think the franchise will be fine.
Just fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Unreal. Oh, they're going nuts over there in India. Very upset with Richard Gere. He had the gall to show some affection for an Indian actress. Her name is Shilpa Shetty. She is a very popular actress in the Bollywood films, as they say over there in India.
She's sure.
Very pretty. They were doing an AIDS awareness event together, and Richard Gere kissed her on the cheek and hugged her. And the right-wing Hindu crowd is up in arms to the point where they're burning him in effigy in the streets.
Is that against Hindu law to
they're very
hug
conservative.
Somebody?
They're very conservative over there. And I think that
but he didn't drop his pants.
I know. Physical contact between men and women is looked down upon.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
In fact, in the Bollywood films, I don't believe there's any kissing at all.
They don't.
I think you're right.
You're right.
I think you're right.
Well, that's what makes them bad then.
But this was a public event, and this was Richard Gere, and it was an AIDS awareness event in New Delhi. And obviously, he meant no disrespect. He was probably just ignorant of the fact that this would upset them to the fact. But they are marching in the streets, burning him in effigy. Some are clamoring for his arrest and imprisonment, some for his death. I'm just saying, maybe there's a little overreacting going on.
They know he didn't give her AIDS, right? They didn't just get confused about the event, right?
AIDS, I mean,
he just
a kiss on the cheek. That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. So seems like he's the biggest supporter of, you know, that religion of any. Doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Wow.
He's a good guy.
I think he's more Buddhism than Hinduism, but
there's a difference. Kevin.
I'm just kidding.
It's Kevin at K-Rock. But, you know, overall, I'm just saying he's a very peace-loving sort of spiritual dude.
Absolutely.
He's there at an anti-AIDS rally.
Right. Giving of his celebrity and his time, trying to do what's right.
That sucks.
Cut the guy some slack is all I'm saying. I understand. You didn't like it. Okay. I got it. But let's not get
Can't
nuts.
Anyone just not like something anymore?
No. Here's the second piece of evidence to that fact, Your Honor. Brian Ferry. You familiar with him from Roxy Music?
Sure. Certainly.
He did an interview talking about the Nazi propaganda machine.
Okay.
First of all, don't ever just don't talk about the Nazis ever, because you can't win. But what he said is that the Nazis knew how to put themselves in the limelight and present themselves. He was talking about the films made by Leni Riefenstahl. She was his Hitler sort of propaganda movie maker.
Mm-hmm.
Albert
mm-hmm.
Speer, who did all the buildings and did the architecture. And he was talking about the parades and the way they used flags and stuff. He said they really knew how to...
They marketed Nazism.
Exactly.
Made it attractive to people.
How to market that ideal, a very ugly ideal in a very positive way. That's where they were able to get across so
right.
well in Germany back in the early 30s. Well, as you can imagine, the poop has hit the fan, and several European Jewish organizations are furious with Brian Ferry for what they say is supporting Nazi Germany. So he had to come out and apologize and say, I was talking about just the artistic, you know, the viewpoint of it and how they presented themselves, and I did in no way mean to support the Nazi
message. Yeah.
So some people just they listen to something that, you know what? That sounds a little something like something I'd get angry about. Get him. They go out of their way sometimes to be upset.
Yeah.
Because see, the guy's right. They did present, you know, they did a great job in selling that horrible, horrible philosophy to those people in Germany back there in the early 30s. They had a great job doing
it. So you're
that.
In favor of Nazism
no,
as
I'm
well?
No, I'm saying he had a solid point. It's a shame he had to put through the ringer. That's all.
Why do you hate the Jews, Ralph? I think is what we're asking you.
Ralph at KRock.com.
Oh, dear God. The world's just losing its mind.
It is.
It's
I agree.
Just, everyone's just insane. No one more so than me. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. If you didn't get a chance to see The Last King of Scotland or The Last King of Scotland,
either one,
you should check it out. This is where Forest Whitaker won his Oscar for this performance. It's available today. Smoking Aces is also available with Jeremy Piven, if you're so inclined. Spider-Man 2.1, the extended version of Spider-Man 2, is available today if you want to catch up before you see Spider-Man 3. And not just the best of The Larry Sanders Show, a four-disc set featuring episodes from The Larry Sanders Show that Gary Shandling himself picked and chosen. And decided to present for you in a very entertaining fashion. Did you read about this in the LA Times over the weekend? They had a big interview
sure,
with him.
No. I sure did. And there's so much great extra stuff on this DVD, too, with all the interviews that they do with the people who are on the show. It just sounds fascinating.
That's what I was It's a great show. Say. Check it out. Today's celebrity birthday is Sean Bean from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's 48 years old today. Maynard from Tool turns 43. Jennifer Garner is 35 years old today. Victoria Beckham. Ex Posh Spice of the Spice Girls. She's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO. Speaking of our Coachella contest.
So when you have ADD and you're trying to listen for three songs, it's kind of like, what was I talking about again?
That's about right.
Here's a guy who's maybe smoked a little too much.
Getting high makes you eat pie.
You hear the joy in his voice, how happy he was about that?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't at the game, but I'm very happy to hear that the Dodger fans did the right thing.
So I was at the Dodger game on Saturday, and the American Idol contestants were there too, and they showed them on the big screen TV they have there, and everybody started booing them. But they started booing even more when they saw freaking Sanjaya there. Hate them.
The backlash continues. That's the
best. Thank you, Dodger fans. You're doing the right thing. Here's a guy who, he's a creative guy. He's given us maybe a new game.
So I invented a new game this week. Well, new for me at least, but it's really cool. So I was at Costco and I picked up this really cool scale and it measures your body weight down to the, down to the tenth of a pound. So what you do is you jump on the scale, weigh yourself, and then go take a giant growler. And then after you're done, weigh yourself again and see how much weight you can lose. My record so far, and I think I can still do better, but so far, 1.8 pounds.
Oh.
You guys should try it. Really fun.
Oh, God.
See, this is how these things get started, and then the next thing you know, it's an Olympic event. That's what I'm fearful of. There's going to be all sorts of weighing in going on. 16 years down the road, man. Look out.
Psycho Mike Love.
I just am looking for the address to where I can send money to get Psycho Mike off the air. Please, for the love of God, your show is, well, it's not way too good. It's good enough you don't need that guy. He's the Armenian comedian for the year 2007.
Yeah.
Is he guys? I don't get it. Shut that up.
I'm sorry, that's harsh. Comparing him to the Armenian comedian.
I think it is.
Yeah, but it's also a little bit accurate.
It's pretty accurate, to be honest.
Yeah.
So the Download Rodeo gives you a bunch of sounds from the Kevin and Bean Show, and this particular listener has had quite some fun with slowing stuff down, so it sounds like you're incredibly high and incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
And he calls with Lisa May.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Sounds about right.
And he called right back.
Is that so he doesn't? Are you a regular doctor? And will you watch all the time him?
Come on.
Priceless. I think we need to put that one up on the Download Rodeo.
323-520-AFRO. I have to tell you real quickly about going to see Grindhouse in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because I've never seen this before, and you guys can tell me if this is odd or am I just nuts. One Asian woman comes in pulling a suitcase.
Okay.
To see Grindhouse.
That is odd right there.
Maybe she's coming from the airport or something?
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
Thank you, Sopranos. And she sits down in the very front row. It's not crowded very much, so there's plenty of seats, but she sits in the very front row. And then, I kid you not, she opens up her suitcase and takes out an umbrella and puts the umbrella up. And then sits under the umbrella and watches the movie.
Are you serious?
No, because she didn't want the light from the screen to give her a tan?
I can only guess.
Oh, my gosh. That's got to be
I have no idea. She sat there under an umbrella and watched
the
movie.
That now, I know we've had many discussions on this show, and our listeners have confirmed that there is a certain kind of Asian woman who they want to be as pale as possible. They don't ever want to get any kind of light on their skin at all. We understand that, and they wear the big, you know, the big giant glasses on their head when they drive.
But that's
in a movie theater, how many rays are you being exposed to in a movie theater?
I'd be surprised.
That's really a misunderstanding of the whole light concept.
I stared at her the whole time. I was like, no, she still has the umbrella. That's unbelievable.
And by the way, in a movie theater, how does somebody sit down and put an umbrella up and not have people behind her?
It was pretty small, and it wasn't that crowded. There wasn't anyone in the second row either. So.
And she wasn't thoughtful enough to go to the very first row.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I have no idea. I can only guess, but that was weird. All right, 25 minutes after 8. We haven't done this in quite some time. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
Sure we are.
Psycho Mike you're a trainer.
I like that intro very much.
I'm sure you do.
Mm.
You're a legal trainer, right?
Yeah, legal, yes.
You do that, you've been certified or whatever.
I mean, you got to check my papers, but yes, I'm certified.
Okay. So you do training a lot, and everybody here at the radio station, it seems like, Mike has some kind of input into their life, whether it's their food or, you know, their exercise or something. They're always coming to him and going, hey, Mike, how about if we, and everyone asks him as if he knows anything.
It does not matter what your lifestyle is like, what type of person you are, what your interests are. Everybody seems to want to know how to have a better body.
It's like a little bit.
It's like this universal thing. Everybody wants to know how to look better.
Not being. That's true.
I'm staying out of that crowd. I'll tell you that. You don't see me lined up for Mike advice.
Every year for New Year's, so that's Bean's, his, what do you call it?
His resolution.
If it wasn't for Omar, by the way, to actually be in worse shape.
Like, yeah, I know. If it wasn't for Omar, by the way, losing like 155,000 pounds and looking like a Greek god now, maybe less people would ask me because everybody looks at Omar and he just says, oh, talk to Mike about it.
He's your best advertiser, isn't he?
Yeah.
So,
But Psycho Mike, forgive me for bringing this up every time we open up the phone lines for the Psycho Body at 1-800-520-1067. But the advice, I mean, it's like Kevin makes fun of Cesar the Dog Whisperer because it's the same advice at every single show. Isn't your advice the same to every single person, which is, well, eat a little better and exercise a little more, and you're going to look more the way, you know, way like you want to look, right?
Yeah, the bottom line really is move your fat ass and don't eat so much.
Right, but that's not...
there's
but
a lot
work.
Of details in there involved in that.
It really and is more complicated than that.
And, I mean, really it is, but it isn't, but most of the thing is that there's so much bad advice out there.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Especially to women, because they read a lot of these, like, women's magazines, right. And they have these the most ridiculous preconceived ideas, and that's the biggest problem. Because everybody, I think, kind of knows, don't eat chips, don't eat white bread, don't eat certain things, and move your ass, and things will be better for you.
Chips are bad?
Kevin.
Jeez, you're taking all the fun out of them.
Ice cream too, Kevin.
Oh, that's ridiculous. So 1-800-520-1067. Take it with a grain of salt. It is Psycho Mike, and his first name of the nickname is Psycho. Okay?
I've only put two people in the hospital.
Okay, so
them.
Take that for, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
In my defense, they were huge pussies.
And you pushed them too hard?
No, they were big pussies. Okay. It had nothing to do with me.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you have any questions, again, take it with a grain of salt. Double check it with someone else anywhere. But give us a call, and we'll talk to them next. Red suit jump. Damn it, I knew I was going to screw that up. Red jumpsuit apparatus on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:35.
Mark the tape.
Kevin, God damn it.
I know.
Psycho Body on the air at K-Rock. 1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number. Psycho Mike is a personal trainer who actually does have, despite his limited ability in the broadcasting industry, he actually knows a lot about this topic. He actually is a guy who understands the human body, understands how food going in and exercise going out actually can help you.
But he's kind of a douche. So... you got to factor that in, right?
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
I might be a douche, Kevin, but I have tremendously tight tummy parts.
As Bean says, yes.
Hey, let's start with David and Duarte. This is a fantastic question for couch potatoes who are out there and they come across the infomercials and they think, wow, I could look like that dude if I just get that product. Hey, David, you're on the Psycho Body on the world famous K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, thank you.
Doing good, man.
Psycho Mike, here's the question for you.
Okay.
I've worked out in the gym before and I have lost some weight, but now I'm kind of in a dilemma where I need to be more at home.
All right.
With me and my wife. Now, I see the infomercials of this Bowflex over and over and over again.
Don't get it.
Now, it costs way more expensive than any other piece of equipment
don't get it.
I could get.
He says
no, but seriously, don't get it.
How come?
Because for
half the price, you can get about 4 or 5 sets of dumbbells, a bench, you know, adjustable bench, incline, and a pull-up bar, and you could do everything you need, you could possibly do on a Bowflex, but better. Free weights are always going to be better because you can actually get more done in a shorter amount of time. That's what you want to do. You want to, you know, just try to, like, reject anything that's not useful and absorb what is. And free weights are going to be more useful to you than, you know, all these wacky...
Plus, our producer Lightning got the Bowflex, so you want to go the other direction.
Oh, okay.
Awesome, right. Honestly, man. Always go with free weights, and it's cheaper.
All right.
See, that's interesting because they make it look so easy and so attractive, and you just kind of push it, you know, to the corner of the room, and it's out of your way. I mean, they really do a great job of selling those things.
It's not useless, but definitely, like I said, if I have my choice for half the price, you get a better product and some free weights and adjustable bench.
Eric in Monterey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Eric.
What's your question?
Basically, Mike, I've been trying to be a firefighter for the past few years now.
Good for you.
I just had a baby a few months ago, so I've been out of shape. I need to drop about 20 pounds. And I need to get...
Hold on a second. May I interrupt? I'm sure... Hold on, Eric. You just had a baby a few months ago, and that's why you're so out of shape? Is that what you just told us?
Amazing.
My girlfriend did.
Okay, so you need to lose 20 pounds in what amount of time?
Yeah.
In what amount of time?
In about 3 weeks, so I can take my physical agility test.
Okay. First off, marry that broad. You knocked her up. Secondly, is this like a weigh-in, or do you have to actually perform some certain...
No, I need to take a physical agility test. It's about an 8-step program that they have, and I have to be at 209, and right now I'm at 230.
Oh, man. You should have thought about this farther in advance, A.
Yeah.
I would recommend, this is not good, it's not healthy, but if you got to drop 20 pounds that quickly, cut your carbs completely. Try to add in some good healthy fats, olive oil, stuff like that, on a small basis because they're calorically dense. But what cutting carbs completely is going to do is going to get you in a little bit of a caloric deficit, but also when you put your body in that, deprave your body that much of carbohydrates, you're going to lose a lot of water too.
So he'll be plenty strong to take the test?
No,
then?
he'll be feeling weak and deprived, but he could possibly pull that off. And I mean zero. I eat things like animal protein and eggs, and that's it. No fibrous vegetables, no nothing. Just keep your carbs at zero.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck
to you. Drink a lot of water, too.
Seems like a good plan.
Take care of your kidneys.
Wow.
Sounds like healthy advice. I'm sorry. Do you guys buy the BS that I gained a lot of weight because my girlfriend had a baby? Do you buy that?
No, really, I gained a lot of weight because I'm a lazy fat ass who didn't think about the fact that I have to be at the fire academy in 2 weeks.
By the way, is that the kind of guy you want to be a fireman? A guy who really doesn't think things through like that?
Absolutely. Devin in Hollywood, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I was wondering if drugstore diet pills work. Trim Spa, Envy, like all that stuff. Do they work at all, or is it all?
You know, I'm not going to speak for Trim Spa or anything. Like, I'm not going to pinpoint products because I don't want to speak on stuff I don't know about. I do know that some of these, like, the thermogenic products, they do work. They do speed up your metabolism slightly because they're stimulants. They got caffeine and whatnot in them. But they cannot in any way make up for a bad diet and a lack of training. You know, and they are more geared towards people who are already pretty lean. Someone like myself who wants to take it over the top.
They are?
Yeah, if you're 20 pounds, 15 pounds overweight, they're not going to do really anything for you that changing your diet and changing and upping your training wouldn't do for you
so
already.
So eat less and move that fat ass?
Eat less, move that fat ass.
All right. Thank you.
Interesting. Speaking of questions girls always have, let's go to Samantha down in Simi Valley, because this is one that you can't pick up a woman's magazine without reading this article. Samantha, you're on with Psycho Mike and the Psycho Body on K-Rock. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering how you make your legs look better, get rid of cellulite, because it's pretty much impossible, isn't it?
No, it isn't, but it is. I mean, I hate to say, sound vague, but from studies I've seen, it's both genetic and not genetic. There is a certain amount of cellulite that you can take away from eating right and tightening up the body through weight training and stuff like that. But some cellulite is, in fact, genetic, and there's just nothing you can do about it. But you just got to try to maximize what you've got.
If you had to guess about Samantha's, is hers genetic?
She sounds, you know me, I'm the first to say fat,
right?
Fat. She sounds kind of hot. She sounds kind of hot.
I'm 5'5", I'm 125 pounds, I teach aerobics, I'm fit.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, and there's, you run across those people every once in a while who are fit, they look good, but they just have cellulite.
It's probably more me, because if you ask anybody, they tell me I'm crazy, but it's like my pet peeve.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you. You have a certain standard you want to live up to, but some cellulite is, in fact, genetic from studies I've seen, and there's just nothing. And besides surgery, you can take care of it with surgery.
That was my next question. Yeah. You can have it carved out, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Samantha. Let's go to Susan in Covina. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the Psycho Body.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Actually, I just wanted to know how I can lose 40 pounds in 14 weeks so I can look hot naked.
Do you have a special thing you're doing?
Yeah. For the past 2 weeks, I've been doing the elliptical machine.
No. I'm saying, what's your goal?
What's your goal? Is it vacation? 14 weeks?
I want to be about 110.
Oh, my God. Listen to me. Okay. All right. What you need to do is you need to start training, heavyweight training. And by heavy, I don't mean necessarily the way. I mean, like, heavy intensity in the weight training and resistance training. A lot of women are reluctant to do it because they think they're going to bulk up like a bodybuilder. It's not true. You want to have a trim, lean body. You've got to weight train it. Ups your metabolism, things like that. Makes you look more lean and tight. You also want to do some cardio. Try 3 days of weight training, 3 days of cardio. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, something like that. Also, eat more frequently and eat less throughout the day. So you want to eat more meals but have less at each meal. And that's the best, basic overall advice I can give you. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to get more detail, but, you only got so much time.
Yeah, seriously, we would cut our own throats.
Now, sounded fat.
Well, she's 40 pounds. I mean, I can understand why you'd have no time for her. All right, why don't we do one more? Tony in Brea has another one of the great questions of all time for Psycho Mike. Hey, Tony, you're on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, Psycho Mike, big fan, man. Fucking crap on the Afro line, doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, yes, he does.
Tony.
But go ahead, what's your question?
All right, I'm a 5'10", 200 pounds with a 36-inch waist, so I was wondering, how can I get, like, those really rippled abs? I'm already kind of athletic, but I want to get, like, ripped abs.
You want the chiseled six-pack like me?
Beans right. Very common question. The thing is, you can get a totally lean and ripped body and then otherwise, and then have kind of like the spare tire look. Happens all the time. Because naturally it's a survival instinct of the human body to hold on to abdominal fat much longer than it would in other parts of the body.
Your stomach's the last place that you lose weight.
You gotta keep You got to keep training, and you got to have patience. You have to get really, really, really lean to have to uncover those six-pack abs. I'm talking sub 7-8%, which is really lean. Okay, and so
is that healthy, Mike, to be that lean? Because I like to be right around 40%, 35-40% fat.
Yeah, a healthy guy can if he works hard, can maintain 7-8% year round. I mean, you go any lower than that, it's not healthy. But like I said, I mean, just have patience, man. Stick with it, and you know it'll come.
All right, let me just squeeze in one last one. It's Sarah, and this is a common question. Sarah from the 909. Good morning.
Hi, Cycle Mike. This is Sarah. I have a question for you. Ever since I moved out here a year ago to the 909, I've gained so much weight, and it's like I don't want to fit in with people because everybody up here is so big and sweat all the time, and that's not me.
So you lost your motivation to work out?
I don't know what, you know, there's no gym around my house, and I bought an elliptical. I bought weights because, you know, when I used to live out there in
Alabama. Sarah. Listen
Tell
to me.
Tell me.
You moved out of where you were living to the meth capital of the world, and now you're gaining weight? Simple solution, sister. Start riding the rails.
I don't think that's good advice.
You're in the kingdom of methamphetamine. But start tweaking, baby.
That's not.
You will melt the pounds away.
That's not good advice.
No, listen. It's beautiful where I live. You guys, I mean, it's...
No?
Yes. You know,
I thought you said it was in the 909. Sorry, we misunderstood.
Okay, but anyway, see, that's the thing. I just lost motivation.
Yeah, move.
And I don't know how to get him back.
You got
to
move.
But the good thing is think of how fat you can be and still not be the fattest girl in your neighborhood where you live.
And thank you for calling the Psycho Body.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
John Travolta did an interview with the Irish Independent newspaper, and he says he's as famous as Elvis Presley or Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
But it's Scientology that saved him from their tragic fates. Mm-hmm. That's why he didn't end up like they did.
Because he was on the path?
Because of Scientology.
Because of Scientology. He's as famous as Elvis and Marilyn Monroe.
But not really at all. I mean, he was popular. There's no question in the, you know, late 70s, he was an enormous movie star.
Yeah.
But not Elvis or Marilyn.
No, not at all. That's a lie. He lied.
There was the picture of him with the skirt blowing up over that rating.
No, that was Marilyn Monroe.
That was Marilyn.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You know what else saved him from their huge popularity and their fates?
Right.
Swordfish.
Those baby talking
Battlefield
movies.
Earth, Look Who's Talking, Wild Hogs, Hairspray upcoming. There's a lot of reasons why he didn't suffer the same fates as they did.
There's that too.
Because Quentin Tarantino resuscitated a career that maybe was better off dead. I was just saying in the long run. But what do I know? Huh?
Scientology.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also says he's fighting for Scientology rights in Germany. You know, Germany has outlawed Scientology.
Right.
He said,
right,
for that
they say it's not a church, right?
Right. So he said he's enlisting the aid of former President Bill Clinton and Chancellor Helmut Kohl to try to fix the crisis of Scientology in Germany. So we'll follow that story as it progresses.
Well, he just needs to, you know, when the spaceship comes, don't let any Germans on. He just needs to threaten them with that. They don't get to go back to the home planet.
That would burn them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What's religion now? No, sorry, you don't get on the ship.
Boop, 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 boop.
Today's Tuesday. It means new DVDs are in stores. If you missed Forrest Whitaker's performance in Last King of Scotland, you missed...
That was a good movie.
He was great.
A hell of a performance.
Yeah. It was really good.
He won the Oscar for it, and rightly so. Check it out. It's on stands today in your DVD store. You can pick it up. Also, Smokin' Aces with Jeremy Piven is available today. And Spider-Man 2.1, the extended cut of the second Spider-Man movie, is available right now on DVD, so you can bone up for Spider-Man 3.
Bone up.
I didn't see the Smokin' Aces. It was horribly reviewed. Did anyone see it?
Smokin' Aces?
Kevin did.
Yeah. Kevin liked it.
I liked it.
Enough said.
But like I said, it was horribly reviewed.
But I'm easy. I'll give you that.
Also available today in the world of TV DVDs, Not Just the Best of Larry Sanders Show is available today. It's a four-disc set of episodes specifically chosen by Gary Shandling, and he also does a bunch of new interviews and talks about the making of the show. Looks to be a real entertaining box set, so I'm going to try to pick that up.
It's worth owning just for the clip of Dave Duchovny telling Gary Shandling's character that he has those feelings for him. I'm heterosexual, but I get all warm and fuzzy when I'm around you. What's that about?
That's a great show.
It's fantastic scene.
Speaking of Duchovny, I just want to mention again the TV set. The movie is in just selected theaters around Southern California right now. If you get a chance, seek that out and find it. It's really good. It was picked this week in Entertainment Weekly as one of the 10 must
see events of the week. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really getting a lot of acclaim. It's very funny.
I think we're going to talk to David Covey on Friday about that.
Oh, that'd be great.
I believe so.
He's really, really good at it. Eva Longoria. Talking about her sex life again. She's pretty open about her personal life.
Yes, she
is. To be.
She tells the London Sun newspaper that she likes it when her lovers take charge. There's something very sexy about being submissive, she adds. She likes being tied up.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
She likes being tied up.
Yeah.
All right, then.
She's all set to marry NBA star Tony Parker. Lucky frog. So he's like 9 feet tall, and she's 4'1".
Yeah.
Already, right. He's got that dominance going on. Then you tie her up on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even admits her dream date. Guess who her dream date would be?
Psycho Mike.
Dream
Psycho Mike. David Beckham.
Oh, sure, I could see that.
He's got a thing for athletes, I guess.
Yeah. Chicks love him, yeah.
Lisa, you got some David Beckham porn you've been looking at?
I got a naked David Beckham picture that Bean sent me, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Interesting. Oh. I got it from Bean.
How about that?
PerezHilton.com for the ladies if they want to see that.
Sure, that's where it's from.
I like meat.
That's hot.
Jared Leto. Not so good in the sack.
Uh-oh.
I beg to differ.
According to Penthouse pet Krista Ayne.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. Apparently, Krista's capable of using her mouth for other things, too, like telling the press that she would only give him 7 out of 10 for his performance in bed.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Well, look, this woman, a Penthouse pet, you know, she's probably had more than her share. The average woman would probably give him like an 8.5. But,
it's possible.
You know, Krista Ayne, she's probably been with the best. She's been with the best. Apparently, he met her at a 30 Seconds to Mars meet and greet. Asked her for her number, then didn't call her until months later. And when he got her on the phone, he said, "I don't really remember who you are."
Was that a good line?
Not really.
Apparently for Jared Leto, it is.
That is classic.
Krista claims the two still text from time to time, but she believes that his musical success has changed him for the worse.
Aww. Mm.
And congratulations to Michael Jackson, named Father of the Year by Sister to Sister magazine.
Father of the Year.
Jamie Foster Brown is the publisher of Sister to Sister magazine, and she says to the New York Daily News that Michael's a better parent than most of us.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
She was really impressed by his children. She said they're very nice. They're not spoiled, intelligent, well-spoken.
Sure.
Clean. No, she didn't say clean.
No.
And they have a great sense of humor.
So Michael Jackson.
Father of the Year, she claims.
Huh. I can't accept those words altogether in one grouping.
Do they get to see their mother at all? They didn't mention that?
No,
he bars them from seeing their mom.
Yeah, and he still makes them wear the masks when they go out and pop the Halloween
and
masks.
And he dangles them.
And there's some dangling going on.
There's
other
that.
Than that, top-notch. Top-notch dad. Today's celebrity birthdays, Victoria Beckham. Speaking of naked Beckhams.
Nobel for
Victoria Beckham.
We decided she's too skinny.
Well, she is too skinny.
She's very attractive.
She's very attractive.
She's an attractive skeleton.
She's attractive / skinny.
Yes. Right. She is a pretty clothes hanger. That's what she is.
Yes.
I mean, for almost being a corpse, she looks good.
For that category.
You corpse lovers out there. Of course, she was in the Spice Girls, too. That automatically makes her Bell worthy, I think. Because the Spice Girls just across the board.
Mm.
Yeah, it was an attractive group of ladies.
I agree.
Even Sporty had a quality about her.
Let's not be.
There's no Ginger. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Or no Baby. Oh, remember Baby with her lollipops?
Yeah. What's she up to, by the way? That's the one I'm missing.
She's up to this right here.
Yeah! Yes!
That was just unpleasant.
Sorry. Anyway, Victoria Beckham's 33 years old today. Jennifer Garner turns 35. Yeah, she's bellworthy.
Absolutely.
Maynard from Tool is 43 years old today.
What?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'd like to take that back.
Sean Bean from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He is 48 years old today. And Jan Hammer. Yes, Jan Hammer. Jan Hammer. Man who gave us the Miami Vice theme. Oh, man. I remember cruising down the boulevard, the top dropped.
No, that
was
me
and my partner.
That wasn't you.
We would go after Calderon, the heroin dealer down there in Miami. We'd drive. I was wearing a white linen suit at the time with
Don Johnson
T-shirt. And no socks and loafers. That's how I used to roll back in the day.
That was not you.
I don't think that was you at all, Ralph. I think Kevin's right on this one. It was Don Johnson, the actor Don Johnson.
Me and
was on that
Tubbs.
Show.
Tubbs that we got there.
No.
We'd get in one of those cigarette boats out there in the Keys.
No.
Wow.
Just a show.
Just
that wasn't you.
Yeah, it's good times.
Nope.
So, but if you want to get back to what you were talking about, it's Jan Haber's birthday today.
He's 59 years old today. Sorry, I just sometimes the old memories take over, and I can't
stop tell me
thinking about days I used to bust up the drug cartels.
Ralph, make your point.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, guys, I was a little worried. I knew, you know, obviously with the Virginia Tech shooting going on yesterday and being, you know, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, I know people are bummed out, but thank God Dr. Phil has stepped forward to save us.
What's he saying?
Dr. Phil's the guy who's got the answers.
Well,
as
here's,
you know.
Here's what happens after something that tragic. You know, 32 people died, right? Is that the number?
I don't even know.
33, including the shooter, right.
And that's just mind-boggling.
It is.
So everybody everywhere starts coming up with ideas of how to stop it.
Right.
And Dr. Phil now has weighed in. Thank God. Now we all know which direction to go.
Well, Dr. Phil, as you know, knows all. And he was on Larry King last night. And basically, Dr. Phil says, well, video games. It's got to be the video games. That's what's going on with the video games. Now, he, you know, expanded upon that a little bit. He says, here's a quote from Dr. Phil. And I'd be interested to think to hear from you if you think he's crazy or if this is part of it or there's something he's missing or what the deal is. He says, the question really is, can we spot them, talking about crazy people? The problem is we are programming these people as a society. You cannot tell me, I'm quoting now from Dr. Phil on last night's Larry King. You cannot tell me, common sense tells you that if these kids are playing video games where they're on a mass killing spree in a video game, it's glamorized on the big screen. It's become part of the fiber of our society. You take that and you mix it with a psychopath, a sociopath, or someone suffering from mental illness, and you add in a dose of rage, the suggestibility is too high. So he's saying the guy obviously had other mental problems that besides the, you know, the video games just didn't help because it, you know, a lot of people believe that. A lot of people believe you play these first person shooter games and all of a sudden you are now desensitized to what it's like to actually pull a, you know, pull a trigger and have somebody fall down in front of you.
Let me ask you,
you see it all the time.
But let me ask you this question. That guy is, he said, mentally ill. He's a psychopath and he's full of rage. If he's not playing video games, does everything go well for him? I mean, really?
Dr. Phil doesn't know anything about this guy.
No, that's what's interesting, because as of last night, all they knew is the guy was Asian. They didn't know any of the stuff they know today about, you know, South Korean guy. They got a name now. They know he was living in the dorm. They know when he came to this country. They didn't even know any of that. We still don't know anything, really, about his personal life. I mean,
yeah.
It is suspected at this point that it was, you know, some sort of a romantic problem, and the initial victim was his girlfriend in the dorm. That's suspected right now. But, yeah, you're right, Kevin. Everybody, you got a lot of airtime to fill. The channels yesterday were 24/7 on this.
Yeah.
If you turn on CNN or Fox or, you know, even the networks last night were running special after special on this. And it's a lot of speculation at this point. In addition to covering the fallout of the, you know, the poor people on campus and their families, the rest of it is all speculation about what caused a guy to do something like this. And here's my theory, and tell me if you think I'm crazy. If you're going to have a country like ours with 300 million people in it, you're going to have to account for there's going to be a certain amount of psychos. It's just there's no way that everybody's going to fall in step. People are going to snap and people are going to do crazy stuff. And it's the price of living in a place where you're having an open college campus, for instance, where you don't have an armed guard and locks on every door.
And I guess, who knows the kind of pressure he was under from his family while he was at school. And school is very stressful. And if he had a lot of pressure to do well and he wasn't, he could have snapped. I mean, there's a million different things that could have happened.
I guess that's true, but I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with the idea, if it's happening more and more, that there's got to be some way to stop it. And that's why everybody starts coming out and they say, okay, we've got to take the guns away.
Is
okay,
it happening,
it's happening
more
and more?
Because I question that.
Is it? It seems like it. I don't know. It seems like violence is getting worse.
Because when they were doing the rundown, and of course they always do this, they do the rundown of all the previous school shootings, and they went back to, you know, the granddaddy of them all up till this point was the, you know, the University of Texas one in Austin, where the guy went up in the clock tower. I mean, that's where that expression came from and shot, I think, 15, 16 people or something like that. That was back in the 60s. And they had a smattering from, you know, they included Columbine. They had one or two here. It doesn't seem like college school shootings are all that common. I mean, they got a long way to go to get to the post office level, for instance.
Yeah, well, true. Psycho Mike, yes?
Well, you know, Dr. Phil brings up a very intriguing point. Whether or not video games themselves have a direct impact on these students doing anything, to say that they don't glorify violence is it might be misleading. I mean, it's even gotten to the point now where there's a free download video game called Super Columbine RPG.
Right.
Where you're pitted as one of the Trenchcoat Mafia, and you go around and you kill classmates. So, I mean, it's now overt to the point where they're directly glorifying not only violence, but violence among kids.
But I don't think 99% of the people who play those games ever do anything like this. It's a volatile mixture of a lot of different things, being psychotic,
sure,
being angry, like he said. you know, you can't blame it on one thing.
And if someone's ready to snap, isn't it just a matter that they're going to find something that pushes them over the edge?
It could have just as easily been a, you know, a violent song, a violent movie, a violent anything.
And that's where
it could have been. Could have been Sanjaya singing Besame Freaking Mucho last week on American Idol. That could have been enough to make you snap. Oh, I almost snapped when I saw that. Yeah. I don't have any of these tendencies.
But that doesn't make you want to kill everybody else. It makes you want to kill him, you know. So
let me ask you one more thing, and then we're going to take some calls because obviously everybody's got something to say on this. But let me throw out just one more thing. And, Kevin, you probably thought of this because I know, you know, this week, April 20th, is a big day in your household. But, you know, this is the same week in history as the Oklahoma City bombing, as Waco, as Columbine, as Adolf Hitler's birthday, and now this shooting at Virginia Tech yesterday. All of them happen in this second week of April. You know, it seems like that's when the crazy wackos come out.
Okay, that's weird.
Maybe we should just blame it on April.
Blame it on April. All right, we have a lot of people on hold. Let's start with JP in Newport Beach. Good morning, JP.
How are you, Kevin and Bean? Lisa? Good.
Hi, JP.
I was just listening. It just kind of falls back to Dr. Phil and him going on Larry King Live and trying to find, you know, one focal point to pin the reasonings on, you know, this young kid committing this, you know, horrific murder in this. I mean, it's such a tragic event, but, I was just agreeing with what you guys were saying, that there's no way that someone, just because someone's in the public eye and then comes on public TV and is able to speak, like, oh, you know, here is a main reason of why this happened. I mean, you look at photos of this kid, and he just looks young, innocent, just like any other college kid about to graduate.
Yeah,
it's impossible to latch onto a reason.
Well, again, and it goes back to you've got 24 hours to fill. And it's a legitimate question. I mean, I think we want to know why something like this happens.
But you're not going to know now.
But a lot of times there's not an answer, and that's not okay with people. They've got to figure out, so they start filling the void. Like Bean said, they have so much time to talk about it that it's got to be video games. Let's talk about video games for a while, and they talk about video games for a while. They talk about everything, you know, take away guns. It's just an endless, endless cycle.
Let's talk to Chris in Canoga Park. He may be coming with a different perspective because he actually worked for a video game company, so I'm sure this is the kind of discussion they've had a lot where he was. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Go ahead, please.
What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Chris.
I used to work for the video game industry, and this actually came up a lot.
Sure.
Everyone who worked there was always, like, you know, angry when you hear, like, Jack Thompson get on the TV and start bashing video games. It's parents. If they don't, you know, if they don't teach their kids between reality and fantasy, kids are just going to think, oh, you know, shooting people is okay. See it in the movies, and they're like, this is not real. You got to make sure the kids, you know that it's not real.
The name Jack Thompson, Chris throws out, by the way, he's an attorney who's always on these cable news shows talking about video games. That's like his cause. It's like Gloria Allred with the feminist. That's what this guy does.
Right.
Is blame video games for everything.
Well,
but the problem is that there are a lot of people who don't have good parents, and they don't get raised.
But Mike has a really good point about the video games. Would you say in Japan are much more violent than here? And they don't have the incidents that we have.
Not only the video games, but television shows in general, just their overall media has it's a barrage of exponentially more violent topics and subject matters than there is here in America. Yet they have a remarkably less violent society.
Well, they don't have any guns. They don't have a way to go out and kill 32 people because they don't have access to a gun. There just aren't any.
So take away the guns.
Oh, don't even get us started on that.
Is that not
By
what
the
you're
way,
saying?
While we're on the topic, talk about Japan. How bogus is it that in the year 2007, they still have to pixelate intercourse in Japan porn?
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Well, it's smudged.
For private use?
Yes.
Really?
How crazy is that? Legally, you have to blur it out. You got to blur out the genitals in Japanese porn.
Do you think maybe you've gone off the topic just a bit?
What I'm telling you is that's the outrage. Look, Virginia Tech, very sad. Pixelated gonads? Come on. That's bogus.
All right, we'll take more calls. Everybody's on hold. 1-800-520-1067.
Now, to be fair to Dr. Phil McGraw, who was on the Larry King Live show last night, he didn't say it was just because of video games. He's not suggesting that this guy at Virginia Tech who did all the shooting yesterday was a normal, well-adjusted, happy young man, you know, from a good family, and all of a sudden watched one video game and then went on a shooting spree. He's not saying that at all. He's just saying that it does seep into the system, and it is increasingly more and more showing up in the way kids behave, like this young man yesterday.
Dr. Phil,
that's what he said.
Are you addicted to drugs?
I don't think that. I don't think that's relevant. No. Okay. It's 9:27 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KRQ. However, Phil from Norco writes in, "Hey, using Dr. Phil's logic, wouldn't we also have bunches of kids out there crashing cars, killing space invaders, and Dance Dance revolutionists?" I mean, that's a really good point. P.S. What the hell is a South Korean doing being an English major? Well, I don't know that that's the topic on the table. But why don't we start with Mary in Orange? We'll squeeze in a few more phone calls on this topic. Hey, Mary, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. What do you think?
Hi, Mary.
I think we're dealing with a desensitized generation of youth. And obviously there's a lot of contributing factors that, you know, get us to this point where you have a lack of parental control, guidance, discipline, support, and any lack of or any sort of family structure. But you have to, you can't not add to it the glorification of violence through the media, computers, and even the video games, you know, and you end up with these kids that they lack empathy.
Right, but
empathy for anything and anyone.
Now, Mary, you're a probation officer?
I work with probation.
Okay. So you talk to a lot of people. And
it's a running theme with the juveniles. It's an absolute running theme.
I totally believe that. But and the kids you're talking about, the kids that end up being trouble, though, are kids that don't have something helping them rein that in on the other side. Strong family or religion or church or something like that that's going to help them, right?
It will. It's an easy way to lose yourself, you know, to keep them entertained and take away the focus as to what their real lives are like. But I mean, if you're losing them to this and there's nobody there guiding them, well, then who's doing that? Nobody is. Who's policing them, so to speak? Who's guiding these kids? Nobody.
But then
is. That's the reason why our jails are so overpopulated.
Isn't that really the problem?
It makes sense, but
absolutely.
But the
I'm
parents.
I'm not fighting with Dr. Phil. I'm just saying that you cannot avoid the fact that they are ridiculously violent, and these kids have access. They're incredibly accessible. That's the one thing our kids do, is they will find a way to entertain themselves.
I agree. It's just that if the parents aren't there to help them balance everything, then people start saying, well, we should take away the violence or whatever. You really can't make up for parents not being there.
Right.
You absolutely
There's just
not.
No way.
And this young man, by the way, it's not like he was 16. I mean, the guy was 23. He's an adult. He certainly is legally allowed to use material
and
like
these
this, right?
They've been around for a while. So what happens? It absolutely has an impression on the youth growing up. I mean, he was at one point he was 14, 15, 16. What was he doing occupying his time? Where was his family support or structure?
Yeah, I don't think we have any of those answers.
I'm not siding with Dr. Phil, but I'm just saying that, you know, you
no,
can't
I understand.
Side of the fact that
Here's what I like. I like that Mary is siding with Dr. Phil but doesn't want to side with Dr. Phil.
I know. Just I hate to admit he might be right, but
it's wrong.
All right, Mary. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for the call. Thanks for holding on. Let's talk to Chris in Mission Viejo, a little different perspective. Of course, we're talking about the Virginia Tech shootings yesterday. Largest mass killing in U.S. history, by the way, one of these shooter situations. 33 dead, including the gunman. By now, you've heard that. Chris, what do you think? What's the cause? How much is video games? How much is other stuff?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa May, nice to hear you guys.
Thanks,
Chris.
I'm an ex-Army Ranger and avid video game player, and I think it's, you know, frankly, BS that people are still blaming video games for these violent outbursts. You know, I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, that they don't have something to contribute, but if anything, having, you know, being a person who's been through some pretty violent things in the military, video games are nothing but an outlet. You know, you've had a long, stressful day or whatever, and you go home and at least have the ability to, you know, play with your friends or you know, shoot a computer or something like that. I don't think it necessarily contributes more on the violent side, but if anything, I think a lot of people in my age group and under see it as an outlet for
like
violence.
A stress reliever.
I think that way about music as well. A lot of people say, oh, they were listening to violent music, oh, the violent lyrics. But to me, there's a lot of other people who are listening to that feel like somebody else identifies with them, and they can kind of get that out of their system.
It channels it in a good way.
It's hard to say. It's pretty complex, you know?
Well, no, absolutely. And you got, you know, like I listen to Korn and other bands like that, and, you know, the previous caller talked about a lack of empathy. If anything, those songs help empathize those feelings, help get out, you know, those emotions in a healthy way.
That's right, what I think too.
Thank you, Chris, for the call. We appreciate it. I want to go back to something that I mentioned last break, and that is that I really do believe you got 300 million people. Not everybody's going to be well adjusted and act the way you want them to act. I mean, it's the price you pay for living in, you know, living the way we live. Is there are going to be people who cannot handle it? People are crazy. I don't know that you can now go back with 2020 hindsight and say, oh yeah, we should have been able to figure out a way to stop this guy. You can't stop every guy from doing something crazy. You just can't. And we hate the feeling of that powerlessness. You hate to think that that's the case, that it could happen on the campus of USC tomorrow. But the reality is that it could, as sad as that is.
Melissa in Anaheim, thanks for calling. She thinks video games are a cop-out. for violence in society. I'm not exactly sure why, because she left. So let's move on. Let's go to, where do you want to go? Let's go to Travis. Travis, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I think blaming video games for this is ridiculous, because there are studies that have proven that violence has been around before video games.
Right. F you, you effing bitch.
Doctor Phil, let him finish. Let him talk.
Go ahead.
I just think that there's a lot more influences out there. On one side, you've got there's plenty of violence out in religion, in history, all over the place. So it's not just video games and media. It comes down to what you do at home. It's as you said earlier, they could take away everything. You could take away violent movies, violent video games, violent everything. It comes down to the parents taking care of the kids at home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They don't. That's the problem. Is there's a lot of kids that don't have that support. So then, what do you do?
Well, we're hoping that with the internet, that's what's out there, is you have a whole new generation of kids that are learning from their peers, that are seeing, look, you know, we are well-adjusted. You can get well-adjusted advice. You can go to these communities and find people who are like-minded to you, and you see that out there, there's more people that are well-adjusted than these loonies that pop up and are glorified by the media.
You're right, Paul. And I got another email kind of similar to what you're saying is, you know, video games are one aspect, but people get way more violent drinking alcohol, for instance. People get more violent, at sporting events while they're hunting. I mean, if you start outlawing everything or trying to regulate more everything that gets people riled up and, you know, leads them down a bad path, there's nothing left.
Yeah, true. Let's say good morning to Mike in La Palma. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Mike.
What do you think?
My biggest complaint, I think it's not a major factor, but it is kind of play into it, is the glorification we give to these people after the act is committed. Here we're spending hours and hours talking about this young man, and we do it with Columbine, we did it with other shootings like this, and this whole hype of being the worst killing in U.S. history. I think that people see this, and like last night on CBS News, those liberal bastards were put on the top five list of biggest or most devastating shootings, and they always mention the individual, and I think that it kind of
Think there's other psychotic people out there who see this and then think, I need my 5 minutes or whatever?
There are a lot of people out there that want to be known, and they think they can do it through death, and actually the media's playing right into it.
But Mike, there's no way we're not going to discuss 33 people being mowed down. That's insane.
That is exactly true. There's no way to ignore this, but I think we need to take a little bit of the emphasis off the individual. Especially when everybody's doing these lists of people who have done it before, and it's not that we can't mention what happened or can't do this. It's why do we need to bring up Columbine and go back into these other young men who did that?
Well, because I think people are trying to find some answers. I think that's why. I mean, I think legitimately the first thing you think this morning, first you think, oh, my God, that's horrible. But then you think, what could have caused something like this so we can hopefully, you know, head it off at the pass next time? I think what you're saying is true, is that they do end up getting a lot of attention and fame in some cases. But I also think that's a necessary side effect of having to have that discussion. I don't think there's any way around it. Thank you for the call, Mike. You know, it's funny because there really were people, and I remember this so specifically after Columbine, who kids who identified with those shooters and started dressing like them, wearing the long coats and everything like that, because they thought they were cool. They were, they were that image that they wanted to live up to, which is frightening. But people sometimes react that way. All right, we're going to have to close the book on this topic today anyway on Virginia Tech.
Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's.
What do you do, nephew?
Get on the air, you get a prize.
Terrific prize for you today, too, from our friends at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, don't you know? It's a pair of Park Hopper tickets to Disneyland, including an exclusive K-Rock morning experience where you get to join K-Rock an hour prior to the park opening on the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction and the soon-to-open all-new Pirates Lair on Tom Sawyer Island. That's going to be on June the 30th as Disneyland and the rest of the world gets geared up for the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So that's quite a value you win this morning for being on the show with us.
Arr. Let's begin with a celebrity sighting with Henry in Montebello. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Dean?
Hi, Henry.
Yeah, I saw, I was in Hollywood about a couple weeks ago, and I saw Kyle and Jack Black from Tenacious D.
Nice.
Coming out of Roscoe's, maybe, or Alpha Sunset and Gower. Extremely high. Acting as crazy as they always do.
How dare you suggest that they would be high?
Never.
Come on, man.
Party like for them, man.
Yeah, that's a good celebrity sighting right there. Those guys are very cool.
Did you ever see Pick of Destiny?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
That's a great movie. It really was underappreciated.
Thank you for reminding me, because that's out on DVD now, and I need to put that in my Netflix queue. I did not see it in the theater, but I do want to see it for real.
Well, you wouldn't like it because it's filled with fun and silliness. But
the
rest of us enjoy it.
Take it back out of the queue.
Yeah.
James and Glendora, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What's crackulating?
What is crackulating is the name of the new feature. I like it.
What's up, James?
I'm watching the news yesterday, and Chuck Henry's talking about a story where a guy in Whittier, a very sad story, don't get me wrong, very sad story, a guy was backing his Escalade into his driveway, and he ran over his three-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
They flash back to Chuck Henry and Anna Garcia, and he says, the family must be crushed.
No, he did not.
Oh, no.
That's what he said specifically?
Specifically, that's exactly what he said.
Oh, that hurts.
Do you think, Chuck?
It was that bad. I was like, Chuck, come on, man.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
You know? Stupid Escalade. There's filled with backing up.
There's no way he meant that, but wow.
No, he did. But you just know, as soon as it occurred to him, or as soon as somebody else pointed it out to him, he had to feel terrible.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Max in Ventura. Good morning, Max.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do for you, Max?
What's going on?
I just wanted to talk about my company. We just hired a midget to service your appliances.
No kidding. You're in appliance service industry?
Is that a euphemism? Yeah. The midget services my appliance?
Sounds
I'm
like
not
it.
Servicing your appliance.
Oh, all right.
So you guys advertise that you can have a regular person come over or a midget for half the price?
No, it just happens that he's a midget, but...
But he's well qualified.
He's in training now, so he will be.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would imagine he's got a real advantage. I mean, he can crawl up inside the washing machine and find out what's going on with it, right?
Yeah, he could.
Get under the refrigerator without even having to pull it out.
Exactly. Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you, Max.
Thanks for the call.
Let's talk to, what about Amanda in the LBC? This is a story I need to hear more about.
Hello,
Amanda?
Guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Where is it that you work that you have an 87-year-old coworker?
I work at a newspaper.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
Well, we work at a radio station. We've got an 87-year-old doing our news. I don't know why Kevin's surprised to find somebody else in the same boat.
I thought you have to go to Walmart to find somebody that old working.
What happened, Amanda?
He's a columnist, and he takes me around because I'm brand new and shows me stories about the city and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if he took me out after work to get some cocktails, and he got a little drunk, and he... belt me up.
Oh.
Good for him.
Awesome.
I mean, no, that's bad, right?
No, at 87, that's the best.
Now, Amanda, so the guy's showing you all around town. He's asking out for cocktails. You don't see a little problem with this? Like, maybe he's got a crush on you?
He's like 87, you know? He's like a grandpa.
But he's still a man.
And you're a woman.
You're too irresistible, even for old men.
Exactly. Amanda, look, the guy doesn't have long left. Why don't you give him the thrill of his life and go for it?
I don't want to get him in trouble or anything. I kind of congratulate him for having the ball.
Yeah, give it up, Amanda. Sure. Give him something to remember you
by.
Yeah,
you got to do him.
No!
Come on!
You have to.
What's the guy have to look forward to?
You can change his life.
Oh hey, Lisa, God. Look at Lisa. She did an 87-year-old guy for about 10 years before they divorced.
Dude.
Amanda, you will be the very last thing that guy thinks about on his deathbed. Come on. Do what's right.
Maybe. Okay. We'll see.
All right. Call us back and let us know how it is. Thank you.
What balls this man has.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Kevin Beans, what is your deal? 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Betsy in Ontario, because this is a disturbing trend all throughout the Southland that we need to figure out a way to stop.
Betsy, good morning.
Good morning. What did you, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Okay, I had to go to a wedding, and I decided to spray tan myself.
Right.
I was the orange hazard cone at the wedding.
Aww.
You know, it's funny you would say that, because Lightning has a store, and somebody that's his neighbor down there in Long Beach, they have a tanning place, and they tried to get him to do it, and finally he came in when he was all orange. His hands were bright orange. I was like, what is going on with you?
Oompa, loompa, loompa-dee-doo.
And they always say that it's not going to look orange, and then you always look orange.
Why can't they make it not orange?
Let me tell you, I tried to scrub the orange off my hands, and
nope.
I ended up with scabs.
Oh, that's good.
That's a nice look for a
scabby
wedding.
Scabby and orange. That's a good-looking woman right there. You must have really scored at the wedding.
You must have looked great in the photos, huh?
Thank God I have all the pictures and the video to remember my orange.
Excellent. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Is that always the case, or is that just you know, cheap stuff?
Well, some are better than others.
I've never really done that, so I don't know what it's like.
I just figured I was so pasty white, they laid on an extra layer and like, look at this chick.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Thank you, Betsy. Enjoy Disneyland. The kids will all be laughing at you. Well, it's too bad we ran out of time because we had some other great calls.
Nope,
Ralph, we're not going to be able to talk about Eddie Money being in town.
Hey, but apparently, sorry, we're out of time.
Line number one,
bitch.
Want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We didn't have any.
I'm not going to let you get through it.
But tomorrow,
I'm not going to let you get through your little shit.
Kevin, tell us about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
On the number one line, we should talk to him.
Tomorrow we have Craig Ferguson.
We should talk to him about what he wants to talk about.
Don't you get the idea?
Or else I will be interrupting considerably throughout the rest of the portion of the show.
You
where
and
you
Tom
will try to talk,
are the only
and you will
people.
Find it very difficult to do.
Don't you get
that's all
idea.
I'm saying.
You're the only one.
You will have a hard time saying what you want to say.
Only you
because
care.
You're not
all right.
Doing the right thing.
What if we give him like 5 seconds, Ralph?
Would that not
he,
enough.
Just he can come on, he can say what he has to say, and we put him right back on hold.
Tom, go.
That was
what
one.
What
to do, Tom?
2004, 2005.
Thank you. Tell me about it. House of Blues, baby.
Stop talking.
I'm going to be shaking with the money man at the House of Blues.
He had maybe five he'll like you on stage.
I gave him five
Chow.
Seconds.
We'll probably do
I
another
don't
duet.
Believe you. Don't shut up.
We'll probably do another duet, Lisa. You're right. We probably will.
Tomorrow morning we have Coachella 3-day passes for you. Petros Papadakis talking about the Clippers. Craig Ferguson, Late Late Show. Things You're Afraid Of As a Kid. Dude That's a Mexican Millionaire. And a lot more. Ultimately.
Ralph, we let the guy get the plug in.
No,
Eddie
you
Money.
Didn't. No, you
Eddie
didn't.
Money. He talked about Eddie Money. We put that on the air on a station that people can listen to in the 21st century. We put that on the air for you. That's how much we like you.
And that
you,
was
okay?
A bad choice.
You got some balls.
Yeah, shut up, dude.
Barry Manilow, we'd be doing a special on
nope.
it right now.
You and
we'd
I would be fighting him. That's what would be happening.
Wouldn't.
And we would be doing the right thing.
The special guest, Gordon Lightfoot.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
And the cast of High School Musical.
Somebody named Cat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Muse's latest. You got to stick around for that. Also, Foo Fighters, AFI, Cake, Linkin Park, Nirvana, and more after this on 106.7 KROQ.